KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Workers' compensation cases can move really slowly, and it's frustrating. Don't get pressured into hiring the first law firm you meet with just because they were fast to get you on their schedule. Your case impacts every aspect of your life. You want a local attorney that understands that and will get you the best outcome. Interview Patrick Gorman of Gorman Law to see if he is the right attorney and to see if you really need an attorney. He will tell you the truth. Call 530-262-2168 or schedule online at Gorman Comp Law. Consultations and workers' comp are always free.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. That's 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Big news, Redding. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and stay big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Redding community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Redding to learn more. Sale only valid at the Redding store.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with departments staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
Alan Gordon, Coach Master Collision. She had minor damage to her rear bumper. I wrote her an estimate. Later, I received a call. The lady responsible for the damage wanted to pay for the repairs out of pocket. Her insurance agent told her a claim would raise her rates for years. With our experience in the claim process, I explained to her most insurance companies would forgive a claim if the cost was below a minimum amount. I suggested she contact her insurance agent and have them review her policy. She called back very excited. It appeared her policy did extend forgiveness. They would pay for the repairs and she wouldn't be charged with a claim or have to pay a deductible. The accident would not cost her a thing. She was very pleased. Good thing the vehicle owner came to the right place for repairs. We all pay a lot for insurance. Choosing Coachmaster will ensure you get the most for your money. Let this experience work for you. And yes, if we can't fix it, no one can.
Learn more online at CoachmasterAutobody.com. Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What if you take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
You remember when quality mattered more and people advertised low prices? When craftsmanship wasn't just a buzzword, but a way of life. At Cascade Curations, they never forgot. Their hand-selected collections honor that American tradition and the quality you grew up with. Quality clothing and low prices, just like they used to make them. Come see their showroom of men's and women's clothing across from Jack's Grill on California Street. And as always, they have free parking for their customers. Go by and see for yourself. Cascade Curations.
And so it has not curled edges or anything like that. It just seeps up as moisture, and it comes like beads up right along the edges of the laminate.
Do you have air conditioning in the bath?
I do not.
All right. Well, maybe the cooler air against the warmer floor could cause this additional condensation. So, look, if you want to reduce the moisture that's coming up through the bathroom, there's a couple of things that you should be doing. First of all, you want to take a look at the grading and the drainage all around the outside of the house. I mean, that bathroom is on a slab, so it could get very wet from just being on the ground itself. That concrete is very hydroscopic. It's sucking up all the moisture in the ground, drawing it up into the slab, and then it's going to wick its way up and, you know, find its way into your bathroom, apparently. So take a look at your gutters and your downspouts. You want to make sure that they're clean, that the water flows freely, and the spouts are extending about 4 to 6 feet away from the house. You want to get all of that roof water away and take a look at the angle of the soil around the house. You want to make sure that it's sloping away from the home and not towards the home. You want to think about maybe replacing the fan with one that has a built-in humidistat, because if that bathroom is super humid, it's going to stay on longer to make sure that it removes all of the humidity from that space before you turn it off. I mean, I feel like everybody in my house, the shower, they're done, they turn off the vent fan in there. So it's not always doing the best job, but if you have a humidistat, it won't turn off until it reaches the proper moisture level. You also want to keep an eye on the floor, because some laminate floors stand up very well to moisture and some don't. So keep an eye on it. If it ends up that it does need to be replaced, I would paint that cement slab underneath with a couple of coats of epoxy to kind of seal in and stop that moisture from evaporating up into the room. All right, but if you only get that far, don't tear everything up now. Just wait until it's time to replace it before you seal the slab and do that all at the same time. Just keep an eye on it. Try to maintain the moisture around the outside of the house and see if that makes a big difference.
Yeah, okay, thank you.
All right, well, good luck with that, and thanks so much for calling us. Summer's winding down, but you still have time to tackle a few key home projects before that warm weather disappears. Coming up, we'll share the top jobs that you need to be checking off your to-do list. From painting and ceiling to late-season landscaping, your home is going to be ready to shine through the fall and beyond. That is next on The Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new-look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, QUIKRETE.com. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed, self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, before summer fades, taking a few minutes to inspect and clean your deck is a super important project that you can tackle very easily. You want to sweep away the debris, take a look for any loose boards or nails, and give it a gentle power wash. If the wood looks dry or faded, you can apply a fresh coat of sealant or stain. A little maintenance now is going to protect your deck from the fall rain and winter weather, and it keeps it looking great when you're ready to entertain next season. I love that. I'd love to be ready to just sort of roll into the warm weather once the winter's over. I don't want to do the work, so let's do it now. All right, Jim, who's up next on the phone?
That's because you're still pouting that ski season ended.
True, until like July. And then I'm like, oh, we're almost there.
Here we go, yeah. It's just like hunters and boaters and everything else, yeah.
You're not wrong.
That's great. In Missouri, Leslie, we've got Hugh. How can we help you out today on the Money Pit, Hugh?
I have quite a few Japanese beetles that have really attacked my cherry tree and my plum tree, and my raspberries and my rose bush, a couple rose bushes. I've talked to a national company that will help me, but I have a couple dogs that are in the backyard some, and I'm wondering if how important is it to avoid chemical sprays to take care of those Japanese beetles.
Wow, Hugh, it seems like they really love everything that's going on in your garden. You know, it's tricky. I think when it comes to pesticides and treating for insects around the yard, garden, house, everything, people kind of think, ugh, everything's bad. But I think if you work with a reputable exterminator who works with products that are tested and trusted by the manufacturers and by that individual, you'll find that most of them are relatively safe when they're applied by these professionals. They're thoroughly tested. They're not going to put anything in your house. If you say to the exterminator, I have pets and small children, they'll say, hey, we won't use X, Y, and Z here. We can use this alternative. I think there's always a solution to kind of find the right treatment, whether it's chemical, whether it's natural, whether it's inside, whether it's outside. And using a pro gives you a better product to get rid of those insects more effectively than you picking up something over the counter, which could be way more toxic. And then you're spraying and overspraying and not really paying attention to how much or where or what's the best way to do it. I think if you're working with a pro who uses these chemicals every day to treat these insects, they will know how to apply it. It will be far more effective than you trying something on your own. So for me, if there was a lot going on in the garden and I was very concerned about what's happening with the plants and the rose bush and the raspberries, I would bring in a pro. And again, they're going to know when you speak to them that we eat these raspberries. I have a dog. I have kids who play in the yard, and they will correctly and effectively treat that in a way that works for you. So I would start there with a pro and see what they suggest.
Okay, thank you. I'm really enjoying listening to your program every week.
Oh, good. All right. Thanks so much for calling. I'm so glad we could help you out.
Thank you.
Well, summer is winding down, but before you pack away the patio cushions, there's still time to knock out a few projects that are easier and way more pleasant to tackle while the weather is warm. So first up, any exterior painting or staining you've got to do, whether it's your siding, the shutters, the deck, or a fence, this is the time to get it done. Paint and stain are going to cure best in temperatures between 50 and 85 degrees, so if you wait too long, cooler nights and damp days are going to mess with the finish and the longevity of that project lasting. Next, you want to seal your driveway. Asphalt takes a beating from the sun, the rain, and eventually the snow, so if you seal it now, that will help protect against cracks and deterioration caused by freeze-thaw cycles. Plus, a freshly sealed driveway looks sharp and boosts your curb appeal. And speaking of curb appeal, this is a great time to refresh your landscaping. So trim overgrown shrubs, edge those garden beds, plant some late blooming perennials or even mums for a splash of fall color. And while you're at it, check your exterior lighting. The days are getting shorter, so make sure that your pathways, the porch, the driveway are all well lit for safety and ambiance. And finally, don't forget to clean and store your summer gear. Power wash the grill, clean that patio furniture, organize those pool toys and the garden toys. Storing them clean means that they're going to be ready to go next year without any surprises. So if you're looking for a productive weekend, pick one or two of these projects. You're going to protect your investment, boost your home's value, and head into fall feeling like you've gotten the most out of summer. All right, let's see who we have on the line next, Jim.
We have Eunice in Arkansas, Leslie, and she has a retaining wall that she thinks is a chameleon and keeps changing colors. What's going on, Eunice?
Part of it is the part that's turning white, powdery looking, is the part that's exposed to the weather. It's kind of spreading. It looks like it's, you know, the whole thing will eventually turn white. I don't know if it's oxidizing or if moisture from the ground is making it change colors or what?
Well, that's kind of what's happening. I think there's a few things going on. What you're seeing with sort of that cloudy look there, Eunice, is called efflorescence. And that's basically that Concrete is very sort of absorbent, so it's sucking the moisture out of the ground, and it kind of evaporates through the concrete block, and it leaves that mineral deposit, which is what the cloudiness that you're seeing. Now, when you had this concrete poured, chances are that contractor used calcium chloride to help that cement sort of set up more quickly, and that could be giving you the harder time of perhaps having this epoxy coating sit on top and stay on top. And that's maybe why you're thinking it's sort of falling apart. Have you asked the manufacturer the question as to what might be going on while you're seeing this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, the retailer could be telling you one thing and maybe the manufacturer is saying something else. So I would go right to the manufacturer and speak with them. You know, it's like you don't know what's being left out from the other conversation getting to you. You could be talking to a field rep who maybe thinks he knows the answer but doesn't. So the first thing you need to ask is, was this floor thoroughly dried before you started the whole process of the floor coating on it? And when you put that paint down the two times, was it from the same batch or was it different batches? Because it's hard to think of this epoxy floor not adhering, so it's kind of like an unusual situation there. I mean, I would definitely turn to one of the technical experts at the manufacturer. You should be able to get in touch with them pretty easily and ask them about this. They generally have people there who can help you identify what the issue is, and then they can help you maybe come up with a better solution since they know that product very well. There's probably a chemical reaction going on somewhere that's causing this issue, and they'll help you get better to the bottom of it. All right, Eunice?
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
All right, well, thanks so much for calling us at 888-MONEY-PIT.
All right, Leslie, dealing with clogged up pipes is never a good problem to have, and we've got Lewis on the line who's doing that exact thing right now. Fill us in, Lewis.
I have an older home that just had a hot water heater system installed. And now I have no hot water pressure, all the lines are on. I think it has to do with the fact that the galvanized piping maybe broken loose inside and caused some kind of blockage. And I was just calling to find out what's the best way to unblock those pipes.
Yeah, Lewis, that's no fun. I mean, you got a new water heater thinking you were going to have better flow of hot water, and now you have no hot water. You know, I kind of understand why you're thinking maybe these galvanized pipes, because galvanized pipes were kind of like the first step in plumbing systems. And when you look at a galvanized pipe, you know it's the oldest part of that system itself. You're seeing newer copper pipes on the project itself, but then all of a sudden these galvanized pipes. And what can happen is the inside of that galvanized pipe gets sort of build up with rust and yuck and whatnot. And over the time, it gets so clogged. I mean, think of it as like a clogged artery. It gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And then perhaps something on the interior of it kind of broke away and now it's blocked. So this could have happened maybe when they put the water heater in, if they didn't change those pipes out, maybe just all of the moving of the mechanisms kind of knocked something loose inside of the galvanized pipe, but you can't unclog it at this point. I think it's a matter of replacing. And to that point, you would probably want to replace it not with copper, but with PEX, which is cross-length polyethylene piping. And it's really easy to work with. It's super durable. It's much more forgiving than any other plumbing pipe out there. It's great for remodeling projects. I mean, you're able to run PEX right up an exterior wall that you would have other issues with because of a rigid piping surface. Now, PEX will expand. It doesn't break as soon as it gets too much pressure on it. So if it were to freeze, you wouldn't have water for a bit, but it's not going to break that pipe. So it's definitely a good solution for this, but you do want to get that galvanized pipe out, replace it with something more updated, and hopefully that will restore the flow to every fixture in the house. All right, good luck with that project. Sorry, one project started another project, but hopefully this ends the projects. This is the Money Pit. Well, summer can be rough on your lawn, lots of heat, heavy foot traffic, and all that backyard fun. No wonder your grass is looking a little tired. We've got a great interview coming up with the research and development fellow lead for lawns from Scotts Miracle-Gro. So stick around.
Are you responsible for taking care of your parents? You love them and you'd do anything for them. Well, what happens when one of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work? The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration, do all the paperwork, and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
I'm Steve Coburn, proud owner of Country Air Pet Resort here in Reading. I invite you to come and take a tour of my revitalized pet resort. Our goal here at Country Air is to make sure your pet can relax and have a healthy, happy time away from home. With friendly, caring people, lots of fresh air and exercise, good healthy food, and plenty of pampering. There are no small cages here. What we offer are large temperature-controlled runs and spacious exercise yards that are great for fun and socialization. We even offer daycare. Cats are treated to a two-room apartment plus playtime in our playroom. So stop by and take a tour of the best. You and your pet will want to come back to Country Air Pet Resort, where our motto is, we treat your pets as if they were our own. Country Air Pet Resort, 549-3335.
As possible.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, president of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a Senior Care Consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got you.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor. Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Your lawn is looking a little tired this summer. Don't worry, you are not alone.
The heat, the foot traffic, the unpredictable weather, it all takes a toll. But today's guest is here to help you bring that yard back to life. Joining us is Dr. Matthew Koch, R&D Research Fellow of Lawns at the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company, with a PhD in plant genetics and breeding from Rutgers. Matt is a smarty pants who has more than a decade of turning turf science into smart, sustainable advice that homeowners can actually use. And he's here to share expert tips on beating the heat, managing wear and tear, and keeping your lawn healthy and green all summer long. Matt, welcome to the Money Pit.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
So I think a lot of things come into play in the summer months. There's drought warnings. There's the heat. There's all of these things. So how should homeowners adjust based on the changing weather conditions to keep a beautiful lawn?
Yeah, so this time of year, it's really important to look at your irrigation. Lawns, especially in the north, require about an inch and a half of rainfall or supplemental irrigation a week to stay looking good. Especially like this time of year, it's important to adjust for that and provide the appropriate irrigation. Another thing is to make sure that the irrigation is staying in the right place. Adjusting your sprinkler head, adjusting the timing is also really important. You want to irrigate very early in the morning. If you let irrigate late at night, promote diseases because the leaves stay wet all night long. Changing your irrigation strategy to irrigating in the morning is very important.
How do you know that you're not overwatering? I mean, is there a way to sort of monitor the rainfall and the water that you're putting on to make sure that it's not too much?
Catch cans, rain meters are always suggested, setting up your irrigation system. This time of year, though, it's kind of hard to overwater. Grass is stressed, it's hot, it's dry, it's thirsty.
Now, I mean, in addition to it being hot and dry, I have boy children, and the lawn is like their favorite play area, from like, you know, sprinklers and games like that to endless soccer. I mean, the lawn's already stressed. How can we keep our grass from struggling just because of the usage?
Yeah, so I love that. I love hearing that people are using their lawns. It's my favorite house plant for that reason.
It looks so great.
Yeah, my daughter goes out and plays on sprinklers, playing fetch with the dogs. So hearing that people are using their lawns, that's what we want to hear. But, of course, it does stress them out. Rotating the stressed areas around is always important. Not putting too much traffic in one area always helps, and giving the lawn a chance to recover. Another great strategy is feeding your lawn. Your lawn is alive. It's a living organism. It requires food to thrive. So feeding your lawn is always important. Keep it looking healthy and have it recover from stress. So Scotts always has great products for things like that. Scotts Turf Builder Summer Guard is a great option for the summer. It's nutrients for your lawn to keep your lawn looking great, and also an insecticide to keep those pesky insects at bay. For a more natural option, there's OM Scotts & Sons Natural Lawn Food, which is a new launch that we have that is, you know, curated and crafted for nutrients that are found in nature.
So in terms of feeding and caring for the lawn with these additives, is this something that you're adding to your morning watering routine, or is this more of like a midsummer check-in? Like, what's the best time to apply this?
Yeah, so the best time to apply it is really after you experience some stress. This is perfect for recovering your lawn from damage. So after the damage has occurred, you will feed your way out of it and allow your lawn to recover. So usually before and after stress. So spring feeding is always important, but always following it up with a late summer feeding to recover from damage.
How about mowing the lawn? I feel like people think, all right, I'm going to mow the lawn super short because it's so hot and it doesn't need all of that grass there to, you know, to add to the stress of it. But is there a better approach when it comes to proper lawn care as far as mowing goes in the summer?
Yeah, I think we all like the look of a nice, low-cut, manicured lawn like a golf course, but definitely not the most consumer-friendly, homeowner-friendly approach, especially as we're trying to save water. So mowing high is always a great option. Raising your mowing height up to the top of the mowing deck is always a good choice. What that does is it shades out the surface of the lawn and prevents water from evaporating, and also really promotes deep root. Another great mowing recommendation is sharp blades. Dull blades shred the leaf tip, which actually increases the amount of water lost from the grass plant.
Yeah, because it's trying to heal itself.
That's right. Yeah, and it's also a great opportunity for those pathogens, those diseases, to get into the plant. So a nice sharp blade is a great choice, too. I always like sharpening my blade before I go out and mow.
We're talking to Dr. Matthew Koch, the R&D Research Fellow for Lawns at the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. So, Dr. Matthew, I've decided that's what I'm calling you right now. Now that we're sort of ending summer, I know we're still sort of in the thick of it, but should we be thinking about the fall? I know we're all thinking of cooler temps, but what can we be doing as we're sort of, you know, wrapping up summer, getting ready for fall to make sure that the lawn is great?
Are we at that point already that we're wrapping up summer?
Well, you know, I'm thinking ahead.
I like it. It really is late summer lawn applications that prepare you for the fall. So that late summer feeding with a product like Scott's Summer Guard, great option, really does help repair from the damage of using your lawn all summer and get you ready for the prime growing conditions of fall. Fall is also the best opportunity for you to seed and repair. So really getting your lawn whipped into shape, watered well, deep roots, actively growing, coming out of summer, repairing from damage, that's where you want your lawn to be.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for joining us. If folks want some more info and perhaps have some help finding the right product for the application, they can head on over to scotts.com, and I'm sure they will find all of that information there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right. Well, summer sun might feel great, but it's taking a toll on your roof. Coming up, we're going to share how a simple treatment from RoofMax can restore your shingles, extend your roof's life by up to 15 years, and save you up to 80% compared to a full replacement. That is next on the Money Pit. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's pavestone.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second-story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative under-deck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex Rain Escape uniquely installs above the joists between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex Rain Escape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. You know, all that summer sun definitely does a lot of damage around the house. So we've been talking about drafts a bit on the show, but I think you also need to consider that for caulking around the windows and doors, while it dries out, that is what's going to cause the drafts. So while you're looking around the house, if you're seeing the breezes, if you're seeing the wind, if you feel a draft, it's not just about replacing the weather stripping. You can take a look at the exterior caulk and the sealants. If you see gaps or cracks in that sealant, you can reapply a high-quality exterior caulk to kind of seal things up tight. And you want to do this before the cooler weather arrives. It's definitely a small job that can make a big difference in your comfort and your energy savings, but it's also those small little cracks in these sealants around your windows, around that trim, that can lead to leaks and can lead to problems with the structure of that window frame itself. So definitely take a look now. It's a simple project you want to do while the weather is nice, and it's going to be a big, big saver come the fall season. All right, let's get back to the phones. Jim, who's up next?
Bruce, you've got the Money Pit. How can we help out?
The house on that was built in 78. In the past year and a half, during the winter, I'm getting this white frost that's coming off the bricks, and I didn't know whether that's something to worry about or not.
Well, Bruce, I think what you're seeing there is something called afflorescence, and it's just sort of like a mineral deposit that's left behind when water evaporates from that stone. In your case, it's brick, and I think you're just getting a lot of moisture into that brick. It's sort of soaking everything up like a sponge, and then it evaporates through and leaves behind that sort of white cloudy. I think what you might need to do is, like, seal your chimney. You could do that with a masonry sealer, and you want to make sure you pick one that's vapor permeable because it allows that stone to breathe. So it's going to stop a lot of that moisture from wicking into the brick and showing up inside of the house.
Gotcha. Is there a certain brand or a certain type I should be looking at?
I mean, most of them are silicone-based. You just want to make sure that it says vapor permeable so that it breathes, and that's going to be the right product for the job.
Well, I'm going to go hit the floor now then.
All right, yeah, good luck with that project. Well, summer might be fun for us, but it can be brutal for your roof. All that intense sun, the heat, and the dryness can take a serious toll on your asphalt shingles. It makes them brittle, it curls the edges, and then they're prone to cracking. So if your roof is 10 years old or more, this is the perfect time for a roof checkup, and that's where RoofMax comes in. Now, RoofMax is an innovative plant-based treatment that restores the flexibility and the water-repelling power of your aging shingles. You want to think of it as like a spa treatment for your roof. It's going to rehydrate those dried-out shingles so they can flex, they can expand and contract like they did when they were new. And that's critical for handling the daily temperature swings that can really wear a roof down, especially in the summer. Now, each RoofMax treatment can extend the life of your roof by up to 15 years, and it comes with a 5-year guarantee. Now, the best part is the process takes just a few hours. No mess, no hassle, no giant dumpster in your driveway, no obnoxious loud noises from those shingles being replaced, and no nails in your driveway causing tires to be flat. So it really is a huge saver. And if you're thinking about cost, get this. RoofMax treatments can save you up to 80% compared to a full roof replacement, and that's a huge win for your wallet. But this isn't a DIY job. RoofMax is applied by a nationwide network of trained, certified installers, so you know that the job is getting done right. So if the summer heat is starting to show on your shingles, don't wait for those leaks to show up this fall. A quick inspection now could save you thousands and help your roof last for years to come. You can learn more at RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
We have Sherry in Oregon on hold, Leslie. She has a question about a cast iron tub. What can we do for you today, Sherry?
What you can do for me is get rid of my fears.
Okay.
All right.
I have a cast iron tub. And soon after I get out of it and it starts to cool down, I hear this horrible loud snap. Or even if I walk into the bathroom before the tub is totally cooled down.
Like a metal sounding snap?
Yes.
I mean, that could simply be oil canning. Basically, as the tub is expanding and contracting from being hot and then cool, it kind of pops as the metal expands and contracts. So that could be what you're hearing. I mean, it's unusual with a cast iron tub, though, because those are generally pretty stiff, but That's the sound you're describing to me. Could just be a little bit of an annoyance, as long as it doesn't sound like you've got lumber snapping or something like that. If it's metal kind of like popping, like when you squeeze like a soda can or something and it makes it like ding, like popping sound, that's what it is.
Well, fantastic. I've gotten rid of that fear.
All right, there you go. Now that we've cleaned the slate, you've got nothing to worry about. Thanks so much for calling us, Sherry, at 888-MONEY-PIT.
In Arkansas, we have Jack on the line, Leslie, and he's got a leaky roof. Tell us what's happening there, please, Jack.
My topic is a storm shelter that's made of steel, but it's leaking, and it has leaked since it was installed. Is there some way to detect the leak and to fix that with either welding or sealant?
Oh, well, a leaky storm shelter, I mean, that's definitely something if you don't fix because it's steel, it could potentially weaken that whole structure. So a couple of things, I mean, definitely don't weld it. That seems like overkill. But you might want to try to seal it. If it's like a leak in the seam, you could use something like silicone. But if it's the entire roof of the storm shelter, you might want to replace that itself. And you could use EPDM. It's like a rubberized roofing product. And then you would kind of re-roof it with that because that would do a great job of keeping the majority of the water off of that structure. And if during a storm you're hopping in there for safety and protection and you get a little bit of a leak, that's no big deal, right? But you don't want it to rot out over time and then that roof becomes weak because that's what's protecting you. So you want to make sure you keep that structure sound. And, you know, I wish you good luck with that because you're in Arkansas and there can be some wicked storms there. So definitely get this, you know, fixed up before the storm season kicks into full swing.
If you've got little ones running around, you know how quickly curiosity can turn into danger. Leslie is sharing three smart ways to make your home safer for kids without turning it into a padded cell. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on The Money Pit.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy. We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
It was on the streets of Pinar del Rio. You remember the smell of her hair. You thought, white gardenias. You shared dinner, then coffee. Then came that beautiful aroma of the cigar. You forgot her name, but not the cigar. La Roma de Cuba, mi amor. Get yours today at Tobacco and Brew, Redding, California.
No pensé que fuera.
Dr. Value Ching.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody, Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have leaf filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A leaf filter trusted pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install leaf filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, leaf filter trusted pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation. A promise kept for more than two centuries. A promise of the Marines.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. Time now to open up some emails at moneypit.com and see what projects you all are working on. Jim, who do you have on deck?
We have Ed on deck, and he says, I want to know the best material to use to replace a flat residential roof. My home's roof is flat, as mentioned, in about 6,000 square feet. That's a good-sized roof. I'm looking for the best combination of cost, durability, ease of maintenance, and repair. Please help.
All right, so the first thing that comes to mind is this. You need to know that putting on a flat roof is a specialty project. It's not something that's done regularly by your traditional roofer. It's done by a commercial roofer, and they do that all the time. So I'm always cautious when a residential roofer wants to put a flat roof on when it's something that they're not that familiar with, and then they can make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, when these mistakes happen, they can cause a lot of issues. So in terms of the product that you select, you should consider these things. The first one's called EPDM. It's basically a synthetic rubber membrane. It's black, and it's commonly used in commercial buildings. It's incredibly durable, and it's kind of like having a solid sheet of rubber tossed over the house. You're going to get at least 25 to 30 years out of it, but keep in mind that because it's black, it's going to absorb a lot of heat, and it can drive up your cooling bills, so definitely keep that in mind. The other option is a lighter colored roof called TPO, and it's a thermoplastic polyolefin, and it's basically a single ply white membrane. It's used in both residential roofing and commercial roofing, but if you've got a flat roof or say a low sloped roof, it is a good option because it will keep your room cooler. You probably are going to get 25 years out of a TPO membrane, but keep in mind that even though it's white, when it goes down, it's going to get dirty. So if you're looking down at this from a second floor, it is going to look dingy over time and will need some maintenance to clean it. So those are two options there for you, and it's definitely all about the product used when it comes to a flat roof. So good luck with that, Ed.
Well, if you've got little ones running around, you know how quickly that curiosity they have can turn into danger. Leslie's going to share three smart ways to make your home safe without you going nuts.
Well, when it comes to kid-proofing your home, let's be honest. Unless you're living in a rubber room, you really can't eliminate every risk. But with a little common sense, you can tackle the big ones. So first up, windows. They might seem harmless, but window blind cords are a serious hazard for babies and young kids. And the fix is pretty easy. You can shorten those cords and you can tie them up out of reach, or better yet, you can swap them for cordless blinds. It's one of those small changes that definitely makes a huge difference. Next up, furniture tipping. I mean, kids are climbers, so things like bookcases, TV stands, even a dresser is like the greatest jungle gym ever. So you want to anchor them to the walls with brackets or safety straps, especially anything tall or too heavy. And while we're on the topic, most stoves and ranges come with an anti-tip bracket, but you have to install it. It doesn't do it itself. It comes in that drawer and actually use it. It keeps the appliance secure if a little one decides to pull on the oven door. Or, like many little kids, they love to sit in the warming drawer, so don't let it tip over. And last, the stairs and the railings. You want to check that your railings are at least 36 inches high and that the spindles are no more than 4 inches apart, so no little heads can squeeze through. Plus, you want to make sure that every staircase has a sturdy handrail with a closed end. Now, if that rail just stops short without wrapping back to the wall, you can catch your sleeve or loose clothing, and then that's a recipe for a fall. You know, a few smart fixes like these can go a long way towards keeping the little ones safe and giving you some well-earned peace of mind. All right, guys, that's a wrap for this hour of the Money Pit. We covered a lot today, from protecting your roof with RoofMax to getting your lawn back on track with expert advice from Scotts, plus some smart safety tips to keep your home kid-friendly. If you missed anything, you can catch the replay or check out our show notes at moneypit.com. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
Woo! As students return to school, parents face new tech questions. That's why on August 9th and 10th, Verizon retail stores will transform into back-to-school hubs for Verizon Family Weekend, offering expert advice and practical solutions. Retail experts will demonstrate setting up devices like the Gizmo Watch for secure connections, optimizing connected tablets for learning, and using the Verizon Family app for screen time management and digital safety. Learn more at Verizon.com/family-tech.
At National Geographic Society, we believe in the power of wonder. It drives us to explore, pushes us to see the world differently, moves us to action. And we believe that today, wonder is more essential than ever.
Wow.
That's why we're supporting a new generation of explorers to ask big questions, make breakthroughs, and bring the future closer. Wonder awaits. Will you join us? Visit natgeo.org/wonder.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. The Trump administration has agreed to leave the Washington, D.C. police chief in control of the department after a court hearing Friday. But public policy expert Matthew Conradetti says the president's intervention in Washington, D.C. is for the best.
Anytime you have more law enforcement on the streets, anytime you have more eyes on the streets, you make for a safer place.
Conradetti says living in Washington less perilous today because of President Trump.
Having this surge of National Guard, having the federal agents, having the Justice Department in charge of the Metro Police Department, all these things make the city safer.
Meanwhile, West Virginia is sending nearly 400 members of its National Guard to the nation's capital to assist the Trump administration. Hundreds of District of Columbia National Guard were activated this week to back up local law enforcement in the battle against a major crime wave in D.C. President Trump and Russian strongman Vladimir Putin have fallen short of reaching a deal to end the war in Ukraine. White House correspondent Greg Clugston has more.
Heading into their face-to-face talks, Donald Trump said his goal was to have Russia's Vladimir Putin agree to a ceasefire with Ukraine. But no agreement was made.
There's no deal until there's a deal.
He said the two leaders made great progress in their talks, but neither he nor Putin offered any details. Following their meeting, the presidents made brief statements and ended what was supposed to be a joint press conference without taking questions from reporters. Greg Clugston, Washington.
Meanwhile, Ukrainian President Vladimir Zelensky will visit Washington Monday to meet with President Trump. Erin has strengthened into a hurricane as it approaches Puerto Rico and the Virgin Islands, bringing heavy rains that's causing flooding and landslides or the potential for it. The National Hurricane Center in Miami, it says that Erin's expected to turn east to the U.S. next week and is the first hurricane of the Atlantic storm season. Breaking news at townhall.com.
We all know the importance of good daily habits, whether it's getting outside, getting your steps in, stretching those limbs, or eating right. Doing it on the regular is key. That's why if you're dealing with everyday aches and pains, it's time to bring Relief Factor into your life. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF and get their three-week quick start for just $19.95. Relief Factor is the daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors, it uses a special formula of four natural ingredients. Relief Factor doesn't just mask the pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it. In fact, the longer you take Relief Factor, the more effective it is to get your days going without any pain. So you can get you out of pain by taking their three-week quick start. It's only $19.95, less than a dollar a day. Simply call 800-4-RELIEF. 800, the number 4-RELIEF. Wherever you're having pain, neck, shoulders, hips, knees, don't let it keep you from living the life you want to live. Make Relief Factor part of your daily routine. Go to ReliefFactor.com or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 1-800, the number 4-RELIEF.
New York City health officials say four people have died in a Legionnaires' disease outbreak. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
The bacterium that causes Legionnaires has been discovered in 12 cooling towers on 10 buildings. Health officials said Thursday that remediation was completed on 11 of those cooling towers in central Harlem and that the final tower should be completed Friday. Legionnaires' disease is a type of pneumonia caused by bacteria that grow in warm water and spread through building water systems. New York City's acting health commissioner is urging people to contact a health care provider if they're in central Harlem and they develop flu-like symptoms. I'm Donna Warder.
Authorities are searching for missing people in a remote village in India-controlled Kashmir after flash floods tore through the area. At least 80 people are unaccounted for. More than 60 have died in this incident. Breaking news and analysis at townhall.com. It's never too late to return something that never belonged to you in the first place.
A library book has been returned 82 years after it was checked out from the San Antonio Public Library. It came with a letter saying, quote, Grandma won't be able to pay for it anymore. Overdue fines back then were 3 cents a day. Now, accounting for inflation, that would be $16,000 in today's money. Luckily, the library eliminated overdue fines in 2021. Jason Walker reporting.
New Orleans Mayor LaToya Cantrell has been indicted in what prosecutors allege was a scheme to conceal a romantic relationship with her bodyguard. She and Jeffrey Vappi are accused of exchanging encrypted messages through WhatsApp to avoid detection and erasing them. The pair has said their relationship was professional. You'll find more on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor reporting.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Looking for work? O2 Employment Services has been working with local job seekers for the past 20 years. If you're tired of uploading your resume and getting no response, it's time to let O2 help you find that perfect position. Oh, and by the way, you pay absolutely nothing for our service. If you'd like our help, head on over to our website at o2es.com, click apply now, and complete our online application. We have connections with over 600 local businesses. Once we have your information and understand what you're looking for, we can introduce you to all the positions you may wish to consider. We currently have over 100 available positions, and we would love to match you with the one you're looking for. O2 Employment Services, the North State's leading staffing agency. Give us a call at 530-223-4674. 530-223-4674. Or visit us online at o2es.com.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Hi, this is Linda Fott. Join me for the first Thursday of every month at 6 p.m. for my show, North State Now. In this one-hour show, we cover what's happening in the music scene, theater, food, and arts. We get in-depth interviews with local business owners, musicians, actors, and authors. Listen in, tune in, call in, participate. Win tickets to concerts and theater productions. It's a lot of fun, and believe me, it keeps us going. Join me, your host, Linda Bott, for North State Now, the first Thursday, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM. Also streaming at KCNR1460.com.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 78 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
Ready to grow your business? KCNR is the last locally owned and operated radio station in our area. We reach thousands of listeners in our community every single day. Our professional production team creates custom ads that grab attention and get the results for your business. And you'll be surprised on how affordable advertising with KCNR is. Our listeners are your customers. Call Sue McClain today at 530-605-4565.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa and Janet Chandler. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archive link.
Come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51.
Smoke and sap, dirt and grime, leaves and pollen, and even bugs. Just a few things that can possibly damage your vehicle's paint over time, causing it to pit, fade, and oxidize, basically ruining your paint job. Quick and Clean Car Wash can help. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading invites you to stop by and enjoy their all-cloth car wash. What'd it take the time to pre-wash and hand-scrub your car or truck? Quick and Clean Car Wash also offers car wash packages. Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way in downtown Reading.
Looking for fun ways to explore your town? You've got to step into the Cascade Curation Store, the coolest, cleanest little thrift store and art galleria in Shasta County. We're talking vintage without the markup, prices that'll make your bank account happy, one-of-a-kind local artwork for your art collectors, and curated thrifty finds you won't discover anywhere else in town. Whether you're hunting for that perfect piece to complete your collection or just browsing for inspiration and want to explore downtown and get free parking, for us, it's not just about vibes or trends. It's about timeless quality, where every visit is a new adventure at Cascade Curations.
Ready to turn your dreams into reality? At Simpson University, we offer a private Christian education that enriches your academic journey with faith and purpose. Whether you're pursuing your undergraduate degree, completing your degree, or advancing through graduate studies, our dynamic programs, personalized mentorship, and vibrant community are here to support you. Discover how Simpson University can help you achieve your goals and grow spiritually. Visit simpsonu.edu today to learn more. Simpson University, where your potential is limitless.
Big news, Reading. Grange Co-op is now open at 55 Lake Boulevard, and we've been busy stocking the shelves just for you. From farm and ranch supplies to garden, pet, and home goods, we've got what you need. Celebrate with us August 15th through the 24th and save big. Get 15% off GMB soils, 20% off Monrovia nursery stock, and 25% off Wrangler, Ariat, and Cinch shirts, jackets, and vests. We're proud to join the Reading community. Come celebrate with us. Visit GrangeCoop.com/Reading to learn more. Sale only valid at the Reading store.
Money pit. If your basement needs a pump or your place is like a dump, live in a money pit. Money pit. Pick up the telephone.
Fix up your home sweet home by calling 888 Money Pit.
The Money Pit is presented by Roof Max Roof Restoration and Quikrete. Now here's Leslie Segretti.
Coast to coast and floorboards to shingles, this is the Money Pit. I'm Leslie Segretti with my main tool guy, Jim Kenzie.
Wow. See? I've been called a tool before, but never a tool guy.
I mean this as a compliment, and I also use the letter T, so you're a terrific tool guy.
Your theme. Theme
you,
for
I
this
gotta
hour.
Think about you for next week. I just love making these challenges because, you know, life's not hard enough.
It's what you do.
Listen up, guys. We've got a busy show for you this hour, so let's get to it. Well, summer may be winding down, but there is still time to tackle a few key home improvement projects before the warm weather disappears. So coming up, we're going to share the top jobs to check off your list, from painting and sealing driveways to late season landscaping, so your home is ready to shine through the fall and beyond. And summer can definitely be rough on your lawn. Between the heat, the heavy foot traffic, and all the backyard fun, it's no wonder your grass might be looking a little tired. But don't worry, coming up, we're joined by Dr. Matthew Koch. He's the R&D Research Fellow for Lawns at Scotts Miracle-Gro with a PhD in plant genetics and years of turf expertise. So he knows what he's talking about, and he's going to share some smart, easy-to-follow tips to help your lawn bounce back from summer stress and stay green, healthy, and lush. And also, summer sun might feel great, but it's baking your roof. We're going to share how a simple treatment from RoofMax can restore your shingles, extend your roof's life by up to 15 years, and save you up to 80% compared to a full roof replacement. So call us right now at 888-MONEY-PIT. Jim, who's first?
Leslie, we've got Larry now from Arkansas, and he's got a landlord running an extension cord from his home into Larry's place. Oh, man, that doesn't sound good. What's going on there?
The extension cord is plugged into our front porch and is connected to a light at an attached shed. And the real problem is I'm thinking about putting a freezer in the shed, and I strongly suspect that that's not enough electrical support for a freezer.
Yeah, yikes. That does not sound good. And it is most definitely not enough electrical support, especially for a freezer that draws so much amperage every time that sort of compressor kicks on to cool everything. I would think an extension cord, even if sized properly for an appliance, is more of a temporary solution and not a permanent solution. I mean, if you want to run power to another building, shed or not, it should be run properly, which is generally underground with cables that are rated to be buried, that are tied to their own circuit, with proper circuit protection. So what's going on there is a shortcut that I wouldn't recommend. And especially if you want to put an appliance out there, freezers do pull a lot of power. So you kind of have this voltage drop when they first kick in because of the draw. And so I would suggest that if it's something you really want to do, you need to have a circuit run there, because that's the best way to go.
I will check into doing that. I was concerned.
No, you were right to be concerned, Larry.
He's got the extension cord buried maybe a couple of inches some places.
Oh, like he buried a regular extension cord? Like, you didn't even know if it's, like, properly rated for an appliance.
Let alone outdoor use.
Yeah, I mean, that's really dangerous. And extension cords are meant to be air-cooled, like not hidden under rugs, not buried in the dirt, none of that stuff. So I would definitely maybe unplug that light for now, be without it for a while,
yeah,
and call it a pro.
Yeah, because they make ground contact electrical stuff, but not your standard extension cord.
Yeah, I mean, when we had the AC dead all like the beginning of the summer, I got window units for the kids' rooms, and of course in my 1920s house, there's like two outlets in each of their bedrooms.
Which are probably on the same circuit.
Yeah, and none of them are near the window. So I was like, okay, this doesn't reach and I don't have a proper extension cord. So I went to the home center and I had to look up what the amperage draw was from that AC unit, mm-hmm, make sure that that extension cord was properly sized for that. And then I didn't plug anything else into that extension cord. So it's like, sorry, kid, you can't charge your stuff up here this time.
Right.
You know, you just got to deal with it. But you want to make sure that everything is run safe, because electric is, potentially dangerous.
Michelle in Minnesota is on the line, Leslie, with a bathroom floor thing, I guess is what I'm going to call it. What is going on there? You're getting moisture coming up through your floor?
Yes, it's a laminate floor. This is my third summer in this house, and it's the first time that I've had this issue. And it was started around the warm and humid days. At first, I thought maybe that it was my toilet leaking, because I had a new toilet put in last summer. But the plumber did come out and pull the toilet, and it didn't look like it was leaking or that the seal was broken on it. So we're thinking that it's condensation from the concrete slab coming up between the slats of the laminate flooring.
Is that laminate flooring directly on top of the concrete slab?
Correct, yep.
Is anything happening to it? Is it just showing up as a stain? Is there any sort of buckling?
It is not. It is not buckling or anything along the edges. He thinks that maybe it's a rubber flooring, more of a rubber-based flooring rather than a wood. And so it has not curled the edges or anything like that. It just seeps up as moisture, and it comes like beads up right along the edges of the laminates.
Do you have air conditioning in the bath?
I do not.
All right. Well, maybe the cooler air against the warmer floor could cause this additional condensation. So, look, if you want to reduce the moisture that's coming up through the bathroom, there's a couple of things that you should be doing. First of all, you want to take a look at the grading and the drainage all around the outside of the house. I mean, that bathroom is on a slab, so it could get very wet from just being on the ground itself. That concrete is very hydroscopic. It's sucking up all the moisture in the ground, drawing it up into the slab, and then it's going to wick its way up and, you know, find its way into your bathroom, apparently. So take a look at your gutters and your downspouts. You want to make sure that they're clean, that the water flows freely, and the spouts are extending about 4 to 6 feet away from the house. You want to get all of that roof water away and take a look at the angle of the soil around the house. You want to make sure that it's sloping away from the home and not towards the home. You want to think about maybe replacing the fan with one that has a built-in humidistat, because if that bathroom is super humid, it's going to stay on longer to make sure that it removes all of the humidity from that space before you turn it off. I mean, I feel like everybody in my house, the shower, they're done, they turn off the vent fan in there. So it's not always doing the best job, but if you have a humidistat, it won't turn off until it reaches the proper moisture level. You also want to keep an eye on the floor, because some laminate floors stand up very well to moisture and some don't. So keep an eye on it. If it ends up that it does need to be replaced, I would paint that cement slab underneath with a couple of coats of epoxy to kind of seal in and stop that moisture from evaporating up into the room. All right, but if you only get that far, don't tear everything up now. Just wait until it's time to replace it before you seal the slab and do that all at the same time. Just keep an eye on it. Try to maintain the moisture around the outside of the house and see if that makes a big difference.
Yeah. Okay, thank you.
All right, well, good luck with that, and thanks so much for calling us. Summer's winding down, but you still have time to tackle a few key home projects before that warm weather disappears. Coming up, we'll share the top jobs that you need to be checking off your to-do list. From painting and ceiling to late-season landscaping, your home is going to be ready to shine through the fall and beyond. That is next on The Money Pit. Now's a great time to check your roof for damage or wear. Not only does harsh weather beat up your roof, but with age, asphalt shingles will start to lose their natural oil and become dry and brittle. That doesn't always mean they need a costly replacement. RoofMax Roof Restoration Treatment is a safe, easy, and affordable alternative to roof replacement. And right now, they're offering a free tune-up completed prior to applying treatment. They'll fix nail pops, refasten loose flashing, and seal cracks and exposed nails, an $859 value. I've seen RoofMax in action, and it really works. RoofMax is trusted nationally, and installers are locally owned and operated. And get this, for every roof saved, RoofMax works with the Dave Thomas Foundation to find a forever home for a child waiting in foster care. To find a RoofMax installer near you, go to RoofMax.com. That's RoofMax, M-A-X-X.com, or call 1-800-ROOFMAX. I'm Leslie Segretti, host of The Money Pit, with my top tips for home improvements this spring. The only thing worse than a toilet that never stops running is going to fix it and getting the wrong part. The FluidMaster Universal Super Flapper easily converts from a 2-inch to a 3-inch flapper and fits almost every toilet. Stop noise, leaks, and flushing money down the drain. Maximize outdoor living with Trex Rain Escape. This underdeck drainage system keeps rain and moisture out, turning that underdeck area into a dry, livable space for entertaining or storage. It's easy to install on new decks or when you're replacing those deck boards, and lets you run gas and electric lines. Bison Level Up adjustable deck pedestals let you build ground-level floating decks faster and easier. No need for digging or pouring footers, and they install right over concrete slabs or soil. You can build decks up to 12 inches high and compensate for an up to 8% ground slope. For more, follow the Money Pit podcast at moneypit.com/podcast. Time and exposure to the elements can cause concrete to flake and discolor, making your concrete driveway, sidewalk, or patio look old and worn. With QuickCrete Recap Resurfacer, you can easily recap and restore your concrete surfaces at a fraction of the cost of replacing it. It's an easy project you can even do yourself. QuickCrete Recap will give you a durable new look finish that will last for years. To watch the how-to video for recap, visit quickcrete.com, Q-U-I-K-R-E-T-E.com. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating, and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed, self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com.
The Money Pit is presented by Ladera Wall Block from Pavestone. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. Learn more at pavestone.com. That's P-A-V-E-S-T-O-N-E.com.
Making good homes better, this is The Money Pit, and I'm Leslie Segretti. You know, before summer fades, taking a few minutes to inspect and clean your deck is a super important project that you can tackle very easily. You want to sweep away the debris, take a look for any loose boards or nails, and give it a gentle power wash. If the wood looks dry or faded, you can apply a fresh coat of sealant or stain. A little maintenance now is going to protect your deck from the fall rain and winter weather, and it keeps it looking great when you're ready to entertain next season. I love that. I'd love to be ready to just sort of roll into the warm weather once the winter's over. I don't want to do the work, so let's do it now. All right, Jim, who's up next on the phone?
That's because you're still pouting that ski season ended.
True, until like July. And then I'm like, oh, we're almost there.
Here we go, yeah. It's just like hunters and boaters and everything else, yeah.
You're not wrong. That's great.
In Missouri, Leslie, we've got Hugh. How can we help you out today on the Money Pit, Hugh?
I have quite a few Japanese beetles that have really attacked my cherry tree and my plum tree and my raspberries and my rose bush, a couple of rose bushes. I've talked to a national company that will help me, but I have a couple dogs that are in the backyard some, and I'm wondering if how important is it to avoid chemical sprays to take care of those Japanese beetles.
Wow, Hugh, it seems like they really love everything that's going on in your garden. You know, it's tricky. I think when it comes to pesticides and treating for insects around the yard, garden, house, everything, people kind of think, ugh, everything's bad. But I think if you work with a reputable exterminator who works with products that are tested and trusted by the manufacturers and by that individual, you'll find that most of them are relatively safe when they're applied by these professionals. They're thoroughly tested. They're not going to put anything in your house. If you say to the exterminator, I have pets and small children, they'll say, hey, we won't use X, Y, and Z here. We can use this alternative. I think there's always a solution to kind of find the right treatment, whether it's chemical, whether it's natural, whether it's inside, whether it's outside. And using a pro gives you a better product to get rid of those insects more effectively than you picking up something over the counter, which could be way more toxic. And then you're spraying and overspraying and not really paying attention to how much or where or what's the best way to do it. I think if you're working with a pro who uses these chemicals every day to treat these insects, they will know how to apply it. It will be far more effective than you trying something on your own. So for me, if there was a lot going on in the garden and I was very concerned about what's happening with the plants and the rose bush and the raspberries, I would bring in a pro. And again, they're going to know when you speak to them that we eat these raspberries. I have a dog. I have kids who play in the yard, and they will correctly and effectively treat that in a way that works for you. So I would start there with a pro and see what they suggest.
Okay, thank you. I'm really enjoying listening to your program every week.
Oh, good. All right. Thanks so much for calling. I'm so glad we could help you out.
Thank you.
Well, summer is winding down, but before you pack away the patio cushions, there's still time to knock out a few projects that are easier and way more pleasant to tackle while the weather is warm. So first up, any exterior painting or staining you've got to do, whether it's your siding, the shutters, the deck, or a fence, this is the time to get it done. Paint and stain are going to cure best in temperatures between 50 and 85 degrees. So if you wait too long, cooler nights and damp days are going to mess with the finish and the long longevity of that project lasting. Next, you want to seal your driveway. Asphalt takes a beating from the sun, the rain, and eventually the snow. So if you seal it now, that will help protect against cracks and deterioration caused by freeze-thaw cycles. Plus, a freshly sealed driveway looks sharp and boosts your curb appeal. And speaking of curb appeal, this is a great time to refresh your landscaping. So trim overgrown shrubs, edge those garden beds, plant some late-blooming perennials or even mums for a splash of fall color. And while you're at it, check your exterior lighting. The days are getting shorter, so make sure that your pathways, the porch, the driveway are all well lit for safety and ambiance. And finally, don't forget to clean and store your summer gear. Power wash the grill, clean that patio furniture, organize those pool toys and the garden toys. Storing them clean means that they're going to be ready to go next year without any surprises. So if you're looking for a productive weekend, pick one or two of these projects. You're going to protect your investment, boost your home's value, and head into fall feeling like you've gotten the most out of summer. All right, let's see who we have on the line next, Jim.
We have Eunice in Arkansas, Leslie, and she has a retaining wall that she thinks is a chameleon and keeps changing colors. What's going on, Eunice?
Part of it is the part that's turning white.
At Stifel Nicolaus, I am committed to offering investors personalized investment guidance. Stifel is a full-service organization with department staffed with professionals that specialize in a wide range of investment opportunities. We strive to give each account, regardless of size, careful individual attention. This is financial advisor Susan Eastman at 530-244-7199. Let's talk today about a personalized plan. Again, that number, 530-244-7199.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family-owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300, a reputation for excellence since 1965.
You're thinking it's sort of falling apart. Have you asked the manufacturer the question as to what might be going on while you're seeing this?
Uh-huh.
Yeah, well, the retailer could be telling you one thing and maybe the manufacturer is saying something else. So I would go right to the manufacturer and speak with them. You know, it's like you don't know what's being left out from the other conversation getting to you. You could be talking to a field rep who maybe thinks he knows the answer but doesn't. So the first thing you need to ask is, was this floor thoroughly dried before you started the whole process of the floor coating on it? And when you put that paint down the two times, was it from the same batch or was it different batches? Because it's hard to think of this epoxy floor not adhering, so it's kind of like an unusual situation there. I mean, I would definitely turn to one of the technical experts at the manufacturer. You should be able to get in touch with them pretty easily and ask them about this. They generally have people there who can help you identify what the issue is, and then they can help you maybe come up with a better solution since they know that product very well. There's probably a chemical reaction going on somewhere that's causing this issue, and they'll help you get better to the bottom of it. All right, Eunice?
Okay, very good. Thank you so much.
All right, well, thanks so much for calling us at 888 Money Pit.
All right, Leslie, dealing with clogged up pipes is never a good problem to have, and we've got Lewis on the line who's doing that exact thing right now. Fill us in, Lewis.
I have an older home that just had a hot water heater system installed. And now I have no hot water pressure, all the lines are on. I think it has to do with the fact that the galvanized piping may be broken loose inside and caused some kind of blockage. And I was just calling to find out what's the best way to unblock those pipes.
Yeah, Lewis, that's no fun. I mean, you got a new water heater thinking you were going to have better flow of hot water, and now you have no hot water. You know, I kind of understand why you're thinking maybe these galvanized pipes, because galvanized pipes were kind of like the first step in plumbing systems. And when you look at a galvanized pipe, you know it's the oldest part of that system itself. You're seeing newer copper pipes on the project itself, but then all of a sudden these galvanized pipes. And what can happen is the inside of that galvanized pipe gets sort of build up with rust and yuck and whatnot. And over the time, it gets so clogged. I mean, think of it as like a clogged artery. It gets smaller and smaller and smaller. And then perhaps something on the interior of it kind of broke away and now it's blocked. So this could have happened maybe when they put the water heater in, if they didn't change those pipes out, maybe just all of the moving of the mechanisms kind of knocked something loose inside of the galvanized pipe. But you can't unclog it at this point. I think it's a matter of replacing. And to that point, you would probably want to replace it not with copper, but with PEX, which is cross-length polyethylene piping. And it's really easy to work with. It's super durable. It's much more forgiving than any other plumbing pipe out there. It's great for remodeling projects. I mean, you're able to run PEX right up an exterior wall that you would have other issues with because of a rigid piping surface. Now, PEX will expand. It doesn't break as soon as it gets too much pressure on it. So if it were to freeze, you wouldn't have water for a bit, but it's not going to break that pipe. So it's definitely a good solution for this, but you do want to get that galvanized pipe out, replace it with something more updated, and hopefully that will restore the flow to every fixture in the house. All right, good luck with that project. Sorry, one project started another project, but hopefully this ends the projects. This is the Money Pit. Well, summer can be rough on your lawn, lots of heat, heavy foot traffic, and all that backyard fun. No wonder your grass is looking a little tired. We've got a great interview coming up with the Research and Development Fellow Lead for Lawns from Scotts Miracle-Gro. So stick around.
Are you responsible for taking care of your parents? You love them and you'd do anything for them. Well, what happens when one of them gets hurt on the job and can't go back to work? The money stops, but the bills in life, they don't. Your parents are entitled to Social Security disability benefits, but doing the paperwork, that's complicated. It's a full-time job. The smart thing to do is call this special toll-free number. They'll work directly with the Social Security Administration, do all the paperwork, and make sure your parents get their disability checks faster than you can ever do it on your own. Guaranteed. If one of your parents got injured on the job and can't work, they're entitled to receive the money they need until they can get back on their feet. It's free to learn more, so call right now.
800-296-1459. 800-296-1459. That's 800-296-1459.
My neighbor invited me to a Wounded Warrior Project event. I didn't know what to expect, but it felt like everyone understood me. We got each other. So I got more involved. I joined support groups with other women warriors, and it helped me realize a new purpose in my life.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Wounded Warrior Project has been there for me since that first day in the hospital. They got me out of the house. They got me connected with other veterans, and they helped me face my PTSD. They support me and my family at every turn. And now I'm helping other warriors realize that they're not alone.
Through our hands-on programs, supportive community, and ongoing advocacy, we help post-9/11 veterans realize what's possible. Learn more at woundedwarriorproject.org/possible.
Thousands of authors across the country have written books and published them with Page Publishing. If you've written a book, they can help you through the process, cut through the confusion of the publishing world to make it easy for you. If they decide to publish your book, your work ends, theirs begins. From copy editing and proofing to typesetting and book cover art. Plus, get your book printed, distributed, and sold on Amazon, Apple Books, Barnes & Noble, and in bookstores across the country. They even help promote your book. Biography, self-help, mystery, novels, sci-fi, or even a children's book, no matter what genre. Page Publishing can bring your book to life. And don't forget to ask about audiobooks. We do all of this for you. Call today for your free writer's guide packed with tips, tricks, and templates to help you finish what you started.
800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. 800-219-8262. That's 800-219-8262.
Hello, this is Steve Keeker, President of Senior Care Consulting. I'm so excited to announce that we are expanding nationwide by awarding Senior Care Consulting franchises. We help our clients find the right senior care community, including assisted living, memory care, long-term care, and continuing care retirement communities. We are not another run-of-the-mill free referral service. We're very different. We offer a placement service with integrity. Owning a senior care consulting franchise offers many benefits. Our market is not affected by the economy. Operate from your home office and enjoy work-life balance. Pour your passion into a business you can be proud of. For more information about owning a senior care consulting franchise, call 833-722-3726, 833-722-3726, or visit seniorcareconsulting.com.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
On our special China edition this week, find out what the Middle Kingdom has been up to both militarily and economically. Find all the answers on Liberty Nation Radio.
Author, columnist, managing editor of LibertyNation.com, podcast host and conservative policy advocate.
We dismiss history at our peril.
Liberty Nation with Mark Angelides.
Friends and family are often the first to notice when a veteran needs help. In those moments, life can feel like the weight of the world is on their shoulders. Or like they are caught in a storm they can't escape. And the metaphors veterans often use for the challenges of life are not exaggerations.
I got it.
Extending a helping hand doesn't have to be just another metaphor.
Learn how you can support the veteran in your life at MakeTheConnection.net.
Looking a little tired this summer, don't worry, you are not alone. The heat, the foot traffic, the unpredictable weather, it all takes a toll. But today's guest is here to help you bring that yard back to life. Joining us is Dr. Matthew Koch, R&D Research Fellow of Lawns at the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. With a PhD in plant genetics and breeding from Rutgers, Matt is a smarty pants who has more than a decade of turning turf science into smart, sustainable advice that homeowners can actually use. And he's here to share expert tips on beating the heat, managing wear and tear, and keeping your lawn healthy and green all summer long. Matt, welcome to the Money Pit.
Fantastic. Thank you so much.
So I think a lot of things come into play in the summer months. There's drought warnings. There's heat. There's all of these things. So how should homeowners adjust based on the changing weather conditions to keep a beautiful lawn?
Yeah, so this time of year, it's really important to look at your irrigation. Lawns, especially in the north, require about an inch and a half of rainfall or supplemental irrigation a week to stay looking good, especially like this time of year. It's important to adjust for that and provide the appropriate irrigation. Another thing is to make sure that the irrigation is staying in the right place. Adjusting your sprinkler head, adjusting the timing is also really important. You want to irrigate very early in the morning. People that irrigate late at night promote diseases because the leaves stay wet all night long. Changing your irrigation strategy to irrigating in the morning is very important.
How do you know that you're not overwatering? I mean, is there a way to sort of monitor the rainfall and the water that you're putting on to make sure that it's not too much?
Catch cans, rain meters are always suggested, setting up your irrigation system. This time of year, though, it's kind of hard to overwater. Grass is stressed, it's hot, it's dry, it's thirsty.
Now, I mean, in addition to it being hot and dry, I have boy children, and the lawn is like their favorite play area, from like, you know, sprinklers and games like that to endless soccer. I mean, the lawn's already stressed. How can we keep our grass from struggling just because of the usage?
Yeah, so I love that. I love hearing that people are using their lawns. It's my favorite house plant for that reason.
It looks so great.
Yeah, my daughter goes out and plays on sprinklers, playing fetch with the dogs. So hearing that people are using their lawns, that's what we want to hear. But, of course, it does stress them out. Rotating the stressed areas around is always important. Not putting too much traffic in one area always helps, and giving the lawn a chance to recover. Another great strategy is feeding your lawn. Your lawn is alive. It's a living organism. It requires food to thrive. So feeding your lawn is always important. Keep it looking healthy and have it recover from stress. So Scotts always has great products for things like that. Scotts Turf Builder Summer Guard is a great option for the summer. It's nutrients for your lawn to keep your lawn looking great, and also an insecticide to keep those pesky insects at bay. For a more natural option, there's O.M. Scott & Sons Natural Lawn Food, which is a new launch that we have that is curated and crafted for nutrients that are found in nature.
So in terms of feeding and caring for the lawn with these additives, is this something that you're adding to your morning watering routine, or is this more of like a midsummer check-in? Like, what's the best time to apply this?
Yeah, so the best time to apply it is really after you experience some stress. This is perfect for recovering your lawn from damage. So after the damage has occurred, you will feed your way out of it and allow your lawn to recover. So usually before and after stress. So spring feeding is always important, but always following it up with a late summer feeding to recover from damage.
How about mowing the lawn? I feel like people think, all right, I'm going to mow the lawn super short because it's so hot and it doesn't need all of that grass there to add to the stress of it. But is there a better approach when it comes to proper lawn care as far as mowing goes in the summer?
Yeah, I think we all like the look of a nice, low-cut, manicured lawn like a golf course, but definitely not the most consumer-friendly, homeowner-friendly approach, especially as we're trying to save water. So mowing high is always a great option. Raising your mowing height up to the top of the mowing deck is always a good choice. What that does is it shades out the surface of the lawn and prevents water from evaporating, and also really promotes deep roots. Another great mowing recommendation is sharp blades. Dull blades shred the leaf tip, which actually increases the amount of water lost from the grass plant.
Yeah, because it's trying to heal itself.
That's right. Yeah, and it's also a great opportunity for those pathogens, those diseases, to get into the plant. So a nice sharp blade is a great choice, too. I always like sharpening my blade before I go out and mow.
We're talking to Dr. Matthew Koch, the R&D Research Fellow for Lawns at the Scotts Miracle-Gro Company. So, Dr. Matthew, I've decided that's what I'm calling you right now. Now that we're sort of ending summer, I know we're still sort of in the thick of it, but should we be thinking about the fall? I know we're all thinking of cooler temps, but what can we be doing as we're sort of, you know, wrapping up summer, getting ready for fall to make sure that the lawn is great?
Are we at that point already that we're wrapping up summer?
Well, you know, I'm thinking ahead.
I like it. It really is late summer lawn applications that prepare you for the fall. So that late summer feeding with a product like Scott's Summer Guard, great option, really does help repair from the damage of using your lawn all summer and gets you ready for the prime growing conditions of fall. Fall is also the best opportunity for you to seed and repair. So really getting your lawn whipped into shape, watered well, deep roots, actively growing, coming out of summer, repairing from damage, that's where you want your lawn to be.
All right. Well, I thank you so much for joining us. If folks want some more info and perhaps have some help finding the right product for the application, they can head on over to scotts.com, and I'm sure they will find all of that information there. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you so much.
All right, well, summer sun might feel great, but it's taking a toll on your roof. Coming up, we're going to share how a simple treatment from RoofMax can restore your shingles, extend your roof's life by up to 15 years, and save you up to 80% compared to a full replacement. That is next on The Money Pit. Ready to upgrade your backyard in minutes? With Ladera Wall Block, installation is a breeze. Imagine a stunning fire pit assembled in less than 5 minutes. It's that easy. Perfect for quick and beautiful outdoor projects, including seat walls, lighting columns, and more. Ladera Wall Block is your go-to choice for a customized look without the hassle. Ladera Wall Block, transforming spaces with ease. To find a retailer near you, project instructions, design inspiration, and more, visit pavestone.com. That's PAVESTONE.com. Metal roofs are very popular these days. They're durable, long-lasting, and beautiful. With a nearly endless number of designs, styles, and colors to choose from, you can easily find a quality metal roof to fit the architectural style of your home. There are even style options that mimic shake, slate, and clay or concrete tile, yet all offer the easy care and performance advantages of metal. Add great curb appeal to your home with a metal roof. Get inspired. Visit the Metal Roofing Alliance at metalroofing.com. If you have a second story deck, you can double your outdoor space with the addition of Trex Rain Escape. This innovative underdeck drainage system features an integrated network of troughs and downspouts that capture rain and snow and funnels it away, keeping the space underneath the deck dry so it can be used. Unlike other systems that install below the joists of a deck, Trex RainEscape uniquely installs above the joist between the framing and the deck surface boards, leaving the wood and metal structure and the space below protected from the elements. Add furniture and accessories to create a comfortable outdoor room. You can even run gas and electrical lines safely under the deck surface to power lighting, ceiling fans, appliances, and more. Trex RainEscape is available through Home Depot and Lowe's.com and through specialty decking dealers. Visit TrexRainEscape.com to learn more and find a dealer near you. Here's an easy DIY project to upgrade your concrete patio, porch, or walkway. Roller Rock from Deich Coatings. Just roll on this tough, decorative, textured concrete coating and voila! Made from real stone, this unique pre-mixed self-priming formula comes in 15 colors. Order Roller Rock today at Amazon.com or go to DeichCoatings.com. That's Deich Coatings, D-A-I-C-H, Coatings.com. Outdoor concrete projects are quick and easy with Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix in the red bag. It's great for setting fence posts, a mailbox, deck footings, or even a small slab. Quikrete fast-setting concrete in the red bag makes setting posts quick and easy. There's no mixing. Just pour the dry mix into the hole and soak it with water. It sets hard in 20 to 40 minutes. It's that quick and that easy. You'll find Quikrete fast-setting concrete mix at home improvement stores. Look for it in the red bag.
The Money Pit is presented by TrackSafe Anti-Slip Color Coat and Anti-Slip Sealer from Deich Coatings, the official coatings partner of The Money Pit. Renew concrete and stone. Learn more at DeichCoatings.com, D-A-I-C-H Coatings.com.
Making good homes better, I'm Leslie Segretti, and this is The Money Pit. You know, all that summer sun definitely does a lot of damage around the house. So we've been talking about drafts a bit on the show, but I think you also need to consider that for caulking around the windows and doors, while it dries out, that is what's going to cause the drafts. So while you're looking around the house, if you're seeing the breezes, if you're seeing the wind, if you feel a draft, it's not just about replacing the weather stripping. You can take a look at the exterior caulk and the sealants. If you see gaps or cracks in that sealant, you can reapply a high-quality exterior caulk to kind of seal things up tight. And you want to do this before the cooler weather arrives. It's definitely a small job that can make a big difference in your comfort and your energy savings, but it's also those small little cracks in these sealants around your windows, around that trim, that can lead to leaks and can lead to problems with the structure of that window frame itself. So definitely take a look now. It's a simple project you want to do while the weather is nice, and it's going to be a big, big saver come the fall season.
This is Carl Bott and Ted Leidy.
We want to invite you to our new show, Man Up, the fourth Thursday of each month, right here on KCNR 96.5 FM and 1460 AM.
Man Up, 6 to 7 p.m., where we explore the lost art of being a man.
Spirits, cigars, and hit the ground running when you get up in the morning. That's what Man Up's going to be about.
Oh, don't forget motorcycles, guns, and hard work every day.
And those things that men talk about when women aren't around.
That's right. Even cooking sometimes.
Even cooking sometimes. People, places, and things.
Serving your family, your community, and your country.
Man Up. Fourth Thursday of each month from 6 to 7 p.m. right here on Free Fire Radio.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m., right after the news, for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
It curls the edges, and then they're prone to cracking. So if your roof is 10 years old or more, this is the perfect time for a roof checkup, and that's where RoofMax comes in. Now, RoofMax is an innovative plant-based treatment that restores the flexibility and the water-repelling power of your aging shingles. You want to think of it as like a spa treatment for your roof. It's going to rehydrate those dried-out shingles so they can flex, they can expand and contract like they did when they were new. And that's critical for handling the daily temperature swings that can really wear a roof down, especially in the summer. Now, each RoofMax treatment can extend the life of your roof by up to 15 years, and it comes with a 5-year guarantee. Now, the best part is the process takes just a few hours. No mess, no hassle, no giant dumpster in your driveway, no obnoxious loud noises from those shingles being replaced, and no nails in your driveway causing tires to be flat. So it really is a huge saver. And if you're thinking about cost, get this, RoofMax treatments can save you up to 80% compared to a full roof replacement, and that's a huge win for your wallet. But this isn't a DIY job. RoofMax is applied by a nationwide network of trained, certified installers, so you know that the job is getting done right. So if the summer heat is starting to show on your shingles, don't wait for those leaks to show up this fall. A quick inspection now could save you thousands and help your roof last for years to come. You can learn more at roofmax.com. That's roofmax, M-A-X-X.com. Jim, let's get back to the phones.
We have Sherry in Oregon on hold. Leslie, she has a question about a cast iron tub. What can we do for you today, Sherry?
What you can do for me is get rid of my fears.
Okay.
All right.
I have a cast iron tub. And soon after I get out of it and it starts to cool down, I hear this horrible loud snap. Or even if I walk into the bathroom before the tub is totally cooled down.
Like a metal sounding snap?
Yes.
I mean, that could simply be oil canning. Basically, as the tub is expanding and contracting from being hot and then cool, it kind of pops as the metal expands and contracts. So that could be what you're hearing. I mean, it's unusual with a cast iron tub, though, because those are generally pretty stiff, but that's the sound you're describing to me. Could just be a little bit of an annoyance, as long as it doesn't sound like you've got lumber snapping or something like that. If it's metal kind of like popping, like when you squeeze like a soda can or something and it makes it like ding, like popping sound, that's what it is.
Well, fantastic. I've gotten rid of that fear.
All right, there you go. Now that we've cleaned the slate, you've got nothing to worry about. Thanks so much for calling us, Sherry, at 888-MONEY-PIT.
In Arkansas, we have Jack on the line, Leslie, and he's got a leaky roof. Tell us what's happening there, please, Jack.
My topic is a storm shelter that's made of steel, but it's leaking, and it has leaked since it was installed. Is there some way to detect a leak and to fix that with either welding or sealant?
Oh, well, a leaky storm shelter, I mean, that's definitely something if you don't fix because it's steel, it could potentially weaken that whole structure. So a couple of things, I mean, definitely don't weld it. That seems like overkill. But you might want to try to seal it. If it's like a leak in the seam, you could use something like silicone. But if it's the entire roof of the storm shelter, you might want to replace that itself. And you could use EPDM. It's like a rubberized roofing product. And then you would kind of re-roof it with that because that would do a great job of keeping the majority of the water off of that structure. And if during a storm you're hopping in there for safety and protection and you get a little bit of a leak, that's no big deal, right? But you don't want it to rot out over time and then that roof becomes weak because that's what's protecting you. So you want to make sure you keep that structure sound. And, you know, I wish you good luck with that because you're in Arkansas and there can be some wicked storms there. So definitely get this, you know, fixed up before the storm season kicks into full swing.
If you've got little ones running around, you know how quickly curiosity can turn into danger. Leslie is sharing 3 smart ways to make your home safer for kids without turning it into a padded cell. That's next on Leslie's Last Word, right here on The Money Pit.
Have you been a victim of Affinity Fraud?
The Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski. Every day, Chris helps unpack the connection between politics and the economy and how it affects your wallet.
Although someone could look like you, talk like you, relate to you, don't be convinced you can trust them with money. Whether it's your church parish, a union, don't be a victim of a scam.
Whether it's happening in D.C. or down on Wall Street, it's affecting you financially. Be informed. Check out the Watchdog on Wall Street podcast with Chris Markowski on Apple, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every year, millions of pounds of used clothing leave American closets and land in places like Guatemala, not as waste, but as economic lifelines. A new report shows that Guatemala's secondhand clothing economy is turning discarded fashion into jobs, resilience, and inclusive economic growth. Lisa Jepson, CEO of Garson & Shaw, explains more.
We wanted to shine the light on the environmental and economic benefits of the secondhand clothing trade. As the U.S. develops new rules on fashion waste, it's important that global reuse stays front and center. We need government support for better collections as too much clothing is still going to landfill. Global reuse must be valued for its role in building more inclusive, circular economies that includes creating accessible jobs. The U.S. supplies nearly all of Guatemala's secondhand clothing, which is a vital source of affordable clothing in a country where over half of the population lives in poverty. And we're seeing incredibly high levels of reuse from what is important. We need global policies that recognize clothing reuse as vital to livelihoods throughout the value chain.
You're listening to Leaf Filter Radio, and the guru of gutter protection himself, Chris Cunahan, is here to take your most pressing leaf-related questions.
Hey, everybody. Chris here. I understand we have Ron on the line. Ron, where are you calling from?
Uh-oh. Ron, are you calling from a ladder?
Well, I was. I wanted to ask Chris what I need to do to get my gutters ready to have Leaf Filter installed.
Oh, Ron, you don't have to do anything. A Leaf Filter Trusted Pro will come out and clean out your gutters, realign and seal your gutters, and install Leaf Filter, America's number one gutter protection system.
So I didn't need to get on this ladder?
Ron, Leaf Filter Trusted Pros are in your neighborhood and ready to help. Just visit leaffilter.com/deal to schedule your free gutter inspection and get up to 30% off.
Thank goodness. What was that site?
That's leaffilter.com/deal for your free gutter inspection today. See representative for warranty details. Promotion is 20% off plus a 10% senior or military discount. One discount per household.
To battle is to fight, to struggle, to overcome. And ultimately for the Marine Corps, it means to win. There is no alternative. It's not just a statement of intent. It's a promise to our nation.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Making good homes better, this is the Money Pit. Time now to open up some emails at moneypit.com and see what projects you all are working on. Jim, who do you have on deck?
We have Ed on deck, and he says, I want to know the best material to use to replace a flat residential roof. My home's roof is flat, as mentioned, and about 6,000 square feet. That's a good-sized roof. I'm looking for the best combination of cost, durability, ease of maintenance, and repair. Please help.
All right, so the first thing that comes to mind is this. You need to know that putting on a flat roof is a specialty project. It's not something that's done regularly by your traditional roofer. It's done by a commercial roofer, and they do that all the time. So I'm always cautious when a residential roofer wants to put a flat roof on when it's something that they're not that familiar with, and then they can make a lot of mistakes. And, you know, when these mistakes happen, they can cause a lot of issues. So in terms of the product that you select, you should consider these things. The first one's called EPDM. It's basically a synthetic rubber membrane. It's black, and it's commonly used in commercial buildings. It's incredibly durable, and it's kind of like having a solid sheet of rubber tossed over the house. You're going to get at least 25 to 30 years out of it, but keep in mind that because it's black, it's going to absorb a lot of heat, and it can drive up your cooling bills, so definitely keep that in mind. The other option is a lighter colored roof called TPO, and it's a thermoplastic polyolefin, and it's basically a single ply white membrane. It's used in both residential roofing and commercial roofing, but if you've got a flat roof or say a low sloped roof, it is a good option because it will keep your room cooler. You probably are going to get 25 years out of a TPO membrane, but keep in mind that even though it's white, when it goes down, it's going to get dirty. So if you're looking down at this from a second floor, it is going to look dingy over time and will need some maintenance to clean it. So those are two options there for you, and it's definitely all about the product used when it comes to a flat roof. So good luck with that, Ed.
Well, if you've got little ones running around, you know how quickly that curiosity they have can turn into danger. Leslie's going to share three smart ways to make your home safe without you going nuts.
Well, when it comes to kid-proofing your home, let's be honest. Unless you're living in a rubber room, you really can't eliminate every risk. But with a little common sense, you can tackle the big ones. So first up, windows. They might seem harmless, but window blind cords are a serious hazard for babies and young kids. And the fix is pretty easy. You can shorten those cords and you can tie them up out of reach, or better yet, you can swap them for cordless blinds. It's one of those small changes that definitely makes a huge difference. Next up, furniture tipping. I mean, kids are climbers, so things like bookcases, TV stands, even a dresser is like the greatest jungle gym ever. So you want to anchor them to the walls with brackets or safety straps, especially anything tall or too heavy. And while we're on the topic, most stoves and ranges come with an anti-tip bracket, but you have to install it. It doesn't do it itself. It comes in that drawer and actually use it. It keeps the appliance secure if a little one decides to pull on the oven door. Or, like many little kids, they love to sit in the warming drawer, so don't let it tip over. And last, the stairs and the railings. You want to check that your railings are at least 36 inches high and that the spindles are no more than 4 inches apart, so no little heads can squeeze through. Plus, you want to make sure that every staircase has a sturdy handrail with a closed end. Now, if that rail just stops short without wrapping back to the wall, you can catch your sleeve or loose clothing, and then that's a recipe for a fall. You know, a few smart fixes like these can go a long way towards keeping the little one safe and giving you some well-earned peace of mind. All right, guys, that's a wrap for this hour of the Money Pit. We covered a lot today, from protecting your roof with RoofMax to getting your lawn back on track with expert advice from Scotts, plus some smart safety tips to keep your home kid-friendly. If you missed anything, you can catch the replay or check out our show notes at moneypit.com. Remember, you can do it yourself, but you don't have to do it alone.
On the Money Pit Radio Show. Pick up the telephone, fix up your home sweet home by calling 888-MONEY-PIT.
As students return to school, parents face new tech questions. That's why on August 9th and 10th, Verizon retail stores will
Hi, this is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan. It's the fastest growing radio talk show. Brian Kilmeade.
Mr. President, thanks so much for joining us. Truly appreciate it. 24 hours before your Alaska summit, what's your mindset?
Well, I'm going to go there, and I'm representing a lot of people, and especially people that are being killed unnecessarily, like 5,000 to 7,000 soldiers a week. They're not Americans, but their lives, their souls. And if I can stop something, I've stopped 6 wars this year. You know, this was going to be one of my easy ones, but it never works out that way. This turns out to be probably the most difficult. I stopped one that was raging for 35 years, one that was raging in the Congo with Rwanda, you know that, for 31 years. And this one is raging for 3.5 years, and I'm not happy about it. It's ridiculous, and we're going to get it stopped. We're going to get it stopped. I inherited this from Joe Biden, but we're going to get it stopped.
So Vladimir Putin just spoke, and I have the readout, if I could share it with you. He's just said the American administration, which, as everyone knows, is making, in my opinion, quite energetic and sincere efforts to stop the hostilities, stop the crisis, and reach agreements that are in the interest of all parties involved in this conflict in order to create long-term conditions of peace between our countries and in Europe and in the world as a whole. If we reach agreements in the area of control over strategic offensive weapons at the next stage, and then it's cut off. So he seems to be in the right mindset going in. How will you know if he's in the mindset for a ceasefire and a long-term end to the conflict?
Well, I think you'll know that in the first couple of minutes, but I think you already know that because he's coming to Alaska. He's coming to the USA, and I think you know that. I think that's a nice statement. I just heard it. You gave me a little breaking news. I appreciate it. But I think he wants to get it done. I really feel he wanted the whole thing. I think if it weren't me, if it was somebody else, he would be not talking to anybody. He wasn't talking. You know, when I was previous to being elected, unfortunately, the 2020 election where we did so well, it was very unfortunate, the result. But what happened is when I came in, I realized, I said, this is a man that really wants the whole thing. And I think he does want the whole thing, and I think he has wanted the whole thing. But because of a certain relationship that he has with me running this country, he's convinced that he's going to make a deal. He's going to make a deal. I think he's going to, and we're going to find out. I'm going to know very quickly. We're going to go into the meeting. We're going to see him. We're going to... I won't do what Bush did, look him in the eye. I'm not going to do that. I'll look him right in the eye, but I feel a little bit differently than Bush. It didn't work out too well for Bush. Remember this, Brian. Under Bush, they lost a lot of land. Under Obama, they lost a lot of land, Crimea. Under Biden, they would have lost the whole thing if he had won the president. They would have lost the entire Ukraine. So had the war started and raging. It would have never started if I was president. Not even a chance. And it didn't for 4 years. You know that. Nobody ever even talked about it. But under Trump, you know what? They got nothing.
So,
except javelins hitting their tanks and lots of other things. And remember this, I was the one that stopped Nord Stream 2. You know, they always like to say, oh, Trump won Putin. Oh, Trump is working for Putin. You know, these crooked people, which they just found out now is all, they should be prosecuted. They're so disgraceful. But they made up stories. As Putin knows, I'm the toughest one that he's ever had to deal with. He's never had to deal with anybody like me. And right. Here's the other thing, Brian. They got nothing out of Trump. They got no land. They didn't do
right.
a Bush. They didn't do an Obama. And they didn't do a Biden.
So the way I understand it, Mr. President, it's hard to find out exactly what's going on in Russia. This should, by the way, they're made up. Even the people of Russia don't know what's going on. Right. It looks like 45% of their economy is military-oriented. Their factories are so depleted, they're having North Koreans work the factories and do their fighting. Do you believe that by saying shrinking down from 50 to 10 days and just a handful of days, was that threat is the reason why Steve Witkoff heard from them that they wanted to meet? Do you think that's the reason we're having this meeting in Alaska, because you were about to put on sanctions?
I think everything has an impact. When I told India, and which essentially took them out of buying oil from Russia, that we're going to charge you because you're dealing with Russia on oil purchases. India was the second largest and getting pretty close to China. China's the largest. And as you know, there was something in the works for that. And then they called and they wanted to meet. We're going to see what the meeting means. But certainly when you lose your second largest customer and you're probably going to lose your first largest customer, I think that probably has a role. I think he respects our country now. He didn't respect it under Biden. Nobody respected us under Biden. But he respects our country now.
Right.
And we have the hottest country anywhere in the world. We had a country, the market's raging. Look at the reports coming out. Everybody's moving back to the United States, car companies, AI companies. Everybody's moving back. They're all starting their factories now. We've never had anything like this. It is truly the golden age of America, but he respects our country now. He did not respect our country with Biden. Who did?
Right. I know you're a big athlete. You not only watch sports, you play sports. You always have to try to pre-think what's going to happen. You have to picture how it's going to happen so you know how you act. So the one thing that some people have said is the incentive that could get his attention is economic incentives. Are you walking in that room with economic incentives for Russia in order to stop the fighting?
Well, I'd rather not say because I don't want to play my hand in public, but whatever my hand is, economic incentives and disincentives, maybe are more important in a way, but incentives economically. You know, Russia's got a tremendous potential. They have the largest piece of land by far.
Right.
It's massive. It's got great wealth on it.
But all they do is oil. All they do is oil and gas. They can't even they can't even farm.
But that's okay. Oil and gas profitable business. You know, that's better than I make shirts, T-shirts. You know, oil and gas. If you say that's all they do, that's if you're going to have one business that's good, that's the business to have, and they have it.
Got it.
So, you know, they have a lot of advantages going over most countries because of the fact they have oil and gas at, you know, massive numbers like we do. And, economic sanctions are very powerful, and economic incentives are very powerful, both.
Mark Thiessen, who I know you respect from the Washington Post, writes this.
I do. He's great.
Vladimir Putin's goal is to buy more time. To avoid that trap, all President Trump has to do is hold firm to his stated position that both sides need to agree on a ceasefire now. He will push for a partial or sectional ceasefire. That would be worse than no ceasefire because it would give Russia a military advantage. Your thoughts on his conclusions?
Well, he's a very talented person, and I think he's a real, you know, journalist. I want to give him the highest accolades. I have a lot of respect for Mark. I read him. I'll talk to him every once in a while, and he has some good thoughts. And so, you know, I don't know that we're going to get an immediate ceasefire, but I think it's going to come. See, I'm more interested in immediate peace deal, getting peace fast. And depending on what happens with my meeting, I'm going to be calling up President Zelensky, and let's get him over to wherever we're going to meet. I don't know where we're going to have the second meeting, but we have an idea of three different locations. And we'll be including the possibility, because it would be by far the easiest, of staying in Alaska. You know, we have big flights of, and he has the same thing. We have a lot of planes going when the head of Russia, the head of the United States, you know, et cetera, et cetera, go.
So Mr. President, did you tell Zelensky to be ready? Did you tell him to be ready to come should you start making legitimate progress?
I don't want to talk about a second meeting even to him. I don't want to even indicate there might be a second meeting. Maybe there will, maybe there won't. So I don't want to talk that. It's not...
Okay.
It's not important enough. But it would be certainly convenient if we had a very good meeting, because I'm going to let them negotiate their deal. I'm not going to negotiate the deal. I'm going to let them negotiate their deal. So we're going to be calling President Zelensky if it's a good meeting. If it's a bad meeting, I'm not calling anybody. I'm going home. I'll call you. I'll do Fox and Friends some morning, and we'll have a lot of fun. But if it's a good meeting, I'm going to call President Zelensky and the European leaders, who, as you know, have a very good relationship with. They agreed to pay 5%, and nobody thought they'd even pay 2%. They were paying 2%, but they weren't paying it, a lot of them. And they're paying 5%. They're very unified. I've never seen anything like it. Nobody can believe what we did. I saved NATO. I saved it the first time and made it very rich the second time. It's quite an achievement, I think.
Yeah, I know you were on with him for about an hour yesterday, but just on what you were saying, the way I understand it, Caroline Leavitt had joined Fox and Friends today, and she said the format is, if I got it right, is you're going to meet, and there's going to be a press conference after. Will you be shoulder to shoulder with Vladimir Putin again? Last time was Helsinki.
We haven't. I thought we had a great press conference last time. It was the fake news tried to make it bad, in particular MSDNC. They tried to make it bad. These are very dishonest people, but it was a great news conference. You know, it was rated phenomenal, and then about 2, 3, 4 hours later, they came up with this stupid scheme about me and Russia, and what did we say at the meeting, and, you know, where do we get the tapes, you know, the old story. But, no, I thought we had a great meeting. And don't forget, we were under a lot of pressure because we had the Russia hoax going on. So I told him, I said, you know, it's going to be very hard. And he told me, too. He understood. I said, it's going to be very hard for us to make an economic deal, economic development deal of any kind, because I have the Russia hoax going on. And anything I do with Russia,
that was 2017.
Say, oh, yeah. I'm owned by Putin, you know, which is not even close.
So Mr. President, you were going to have a press conference today after the meeting, correct?
I'm going to have a press conference. I don't know if it's going to be a joint. We haven't even discussed it. I think it might be nice to have a joint and then separates. So something like that will happen. Or if the meeting doesn't end well, I'll just have a press conference and head out. I'll head back to Washington.
So, yeah, if it's not positive, you might head back. Is there any situation?
I will head back.
Oh, I know that. I mean, you'll just head right back. You won't have the press conference. I know you're coming back. But
no, I would say I'll have a press conference in either event. If it's a negative, I'll have a press conference to say that the war is going to go on and these people are horribly going to continue to shoot each other and kill each other, and I think it's a disgrace. And I'll head back to Washington, or I'll have a press conference that's positive. You know, in doing six wars, think of it, and I obliterated, and now the term obliterated can be used because the Atomic Energy Commission, everybody said, total obliteration. These pilots did a phenomenal job. CNN and their fake reporter tried to say that, well, maybe the hit wasn't quite as good.
Right.
Maybe it wasn't obliteration. Anything to hurt people, anything to demean, and in this case, they were demeaning the incredible people that flew in an airplane for 36 hours back and forth and did one of the most perfect attacks in the history of our country. No, it was a total obliteration.
And, of course, that him's talking about Iran. We had a great conversation with President Trump. It went about 40 minutes. You just heard about 17. When we come back, among the things we'll talk about is what would failure be like? How is there any scenario where this meeting in Alaska would be a failure?
You're with Brian Kilmeade. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night, too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/policy. That's ethos.com/policy.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
What is your next success story? At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can succeed again with more than 135 affordable online degrees and certificates to help you move your career forward. From cybersecurity and AI to healthcare and MBA, our programs help you build critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills that set you apart in today's job market. Apply now and save with no application fee through September 3rd. Visit umgc.edu to get started. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A handmade wooden cabinet called the Blessing Box makes today's Dean's List for helping others in Caldwell, Idaho. Since 2011, the cabinet was placed in the lobby of the Caldwell Police Department and has made a very big impact. It was placed there to help anyone in need to be able to find non-perishable food items, clothing, hygiene products, diapers, and wipes around the clock and always stocked. The idea came from an officer and his family, and over the last 8 years has been maintained and kept going by donations from the community. It's open 24/7 and always accessible, offering support and dignity to anyone that needs a helping hand. It's more than just a piece of furniture. It's a powerful symbol of a caring neighborhood. Caldwell Police Victim Witness Coordinator Liz Godina says it's a place where you can drop things off and take what you need. Here's hoping for more blessing boxes across the country. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
Baltimore Orioles shortstop Cal Ripken Jr., the Iron Man, broke the record for most consecutive games played, 2,131. The record had been held for 56 years before that by Luke Gehrig.
Well, you know, I see myself as someone that was very lucky and had a good career, and I think that I'm pretty good. I mean, I don't put myself all the way down and not think that I've had a pretty significant career. I've enjoyed being in the presence of all the great players and this collection of players. I sat and talked to Henry Aaron a long time and really enjoyed talking to Kirk Gibson and Pete Rose. I just enjoy being in the environment. Maybe when I get older and you start to look back, you may have a historical view of your career. But right now, I just see myself as a guy that was lucky enough to play baseball for a long time.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
This is House Call for Health. It's summer, and yes, it's hot. But one way to make sure you're staying safe is to stay properly hydrated. The Mayo Clinic says dehydration happens when the body uses or loses more fluid than it takes in. And when that happens, symptoms can include feeling very thirsty, sweating less than usual, feeling tired and dizzy. Drinking more fluids can help improve or fix mild to moderate dehydration. But if it's severe, medical attention could be needed right away. And that can include treatment like intravenous or IV fluids. The National Institutes of Health says the key to preventing dehydration is to get fluids, drink enough water every day, avoid drinks that have sugar and caffeine, and drink extra fluids when the weather is hot, especially if you're going to be exercising or working outside. Dehydration is more serious for infants, children, and older adults. For more health news, go to foxnewshealth.com. House Call for Health, I'm Lisa Brady, Fox News.
Opinions. Hear it all on the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Hope you're enjoying the interview with President Trump. We just completed it. We're going to pick up where he left off right before the break. And I just asked him flat out, what does failure look like? Will you admit it? Let's listen.
So let's talk about there's so much going on. And my last question to this real quick, is there any scenario where Donald Trump will look at this meeting in Alaska and say, this was not worth it? I failed.
Yeah, 25%.
And you would say that if he just says, "Hey, I'm going to stay with my
all the time and energy," and went over there, and we didn't come out with in a short period of time. Not from this meeting. This meeting sets up the second meeting. The second meeting is going to be very, very important because that's going to be a meeting where they make a deal. And I don't want to use the word divvy things up, but you know, to a certain extent, it's not a bad term. Okay. But there will be a give and take as to boundaries, lands, et cetera, et cetera. The second meeting is going to be very, very important. This meeting sets up, it's like a chess game. This meeting sets up the second meeting. But there is a 25% chance that this meeting will not be a successful meeting, in which case I will run the country and we have made America great again already in 6 months.
And you'll hit them with consequences, right? You'll hit them with more sanctions. The Senate sanctions go front and center if he disrespects. Yeah?
Oh, sure. If it's not solved. Look, again, we didn't lose any soldiers. We didn't lose anybody. But this was a war. If I didn't get in here, this could have been World War III, I'm telling you. Biden had no idea. He had no clue what was happening. This was getting so bad. And at a minimum, I've calmed it way down.
So
I think you'd agree with that. Way, way down. But they're still losing thousands of soldiers a week, and we have to we have to get that taken care of.
So in Washington, D.C., you did something substantial, and that is put the National Guard in, federalized troops, get rid of the sanctuary city status, and for 30 days, you're trying to bring some semblance of order, extreme order to Washington, D.C. I want you to hear what the mayor said about what you're doing. This is Mayor Muriel Bowser, and here's what she said. Cut to.
We all need to do what we can in our space, in our lane, to protect our city and to protect our autonomy and get to the other side of this guy. Make sure we elect the Democratic House so that we have a backstop to this authoritarian push.
She's not welcoming the additional law enforcement.
Well, she actually is, but she doesn't want to say it, okay?
because crime in Washington, D.C. is totally out of control, worse than ever. And as you know, they fired or something happened to the person that does the stats because they wanted him in this case, I think, to do stats which were much better in terms of crime. And they were changing crimes to, you know, this kind of a crime, that kind of a crime doesn't get counted anymore and all that.
So you don't believe those stats?
It's actually worse. It's worse now than ever before. You know that. Anybody that lives here knows that. I have never had so many calls thanking me. I tell you.
Right.
And I look at those streets, and those streets are safe, and they're going to be very safe in a week or so. Look what I did at the border. I had millions of people coming in the year before. Think of it. Millions and millions of people. And without legislation, you know, Biden said we have to get legislation changed. You didn't need it. That was just an excuse for incompetence. The last three months, Brian, we had zero people. It was a zero, zero, and zero. Even I find that hard to believe, but it's like, you know, it's like somebody did it, and I hear the people that do it are the same people that were doing the BLS and all the other different things that they do with the fake reports. But you know what? They gave it a zero. I'll take it. But essentially, it's very close to zero, or it's zero for 90 days now. Nobody believes it's even the Republicans camp. I'm getting calls from senators and congressmen and women, and they're saying that's amazing. But that is, frankly, I believe it's more difficult than what we have here. But we have inherently some very, very dangerous people living in Washington, D.C., and we got to get them out.
And the president's focusing on doing just that. President of the United States, 45th and 47th, giving us some quality time today. When we come back, you're going to hear more from him, not only talking about what happened with Russia, but we also move on and talk about what's happening with crime in other cities, with Governor Gavin Newsom giving him such a hard time when it comes to gerrymandering, and how the Republicans have a lot more cards to play. And the president fully realizes that, along with a refugee or someone being held wrongly in China, and what the president can do to get the self-made billionaire out who's a real friend of the West. You'll hear all that and more when you listen to the Brian Kilmeade Show. More with President Trump right after this.
Top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
I'm Ashley Dvorkin with a Fox Celebrity Profile with Tom Johnston and Michael McDonald of the Doobie Brothers. The band's new music, Walk This Road, is the first ever studio album with Johnston, McDonald, Patrick Simmons, and John McPhee behind the mic. It's also the first time in 40 years McDonald has been part of a studio release with the group.
We really started out to just do an EP. But it turned into an album pretty quickly, you know, once we started writing and getting, you know, getting our pistons all firing in that direction. It was fun, I think, for all of us to get back into that feeling of collaboration.
They wanted this album to reflect every chapter of their career.
This is the first album where we've really made a point of having all ears of the band on the same album. What you hear is everybody's individual styles come through.
Celebrating 55 years together, they say it's their fans who've kept them going.
They respond so loudly and positively at the shows. They're what makes it happen.
Ashley Dvorkin, Fox News.
Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio and the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Fallon, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now.
This is Fox News Talk.
Headline Rewind.
1981.
President Jimmy Carter.
We have now reached an agreement with Iran which will result in the freedom of our American hostages.
I, Ronald Reagan, do solemnly swear that I will faithfully execute the office of President of the United States.
Now I am in control here in the White House, pending return of the Vice President.
I have been in labor negotiations for 25 years. The only people that ever win from a strike are the lawyers.
Charles Philip Arthur George, wilt thou have this woman to thy wedded wife so long as you both shall live?
I will.
MTV is just videos with music.
As a judge, it is not my function to continue to try to develop public policy by means of making the law.
News as it happens then,
news as it happens now.
This is Fox News Talk.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A restaurant worker in Alabama who received a life-changing gift from a customer makes today's Dean's List. D'Aubrey Filson used to walk close to 4 miles to get to his job at Hardee's. The 25-year-old never complained, always worked hard, and did it every day to support his family. D'Aubrey says he's trying to help his mom, and he hasn't done much in his life so far, so he wants to make up for it. D'Aubrey didn't have another way to get to work, and his co-workers and the community wanted to help. A customer named Shane Woodard saw D'Aubrey walking to work and decided to buy him a bike. After he finished his shift, Shane was waiting to surprise him outside. D'Aubrey says he didn't know what to say except thank you. The two men now keep in touch with a special friendship. D'Aubrey says it's a reminder that good people are out there in the world today. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Fastest 3 hours in radio. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Hey, we are back. I had a chance to speak to the President of the United States a short time ago. We just brought in the interview. We're hearing most of it, and you're hearing most of it. I mean, literally, it's just 25 minutes long. I want you to hear as he talks about Gavin Newsom, the West Coast, the fires, and the recovery, as well as law and disorder.
Mr. President, do you think that putting these troops in there and this Democratic mayor is not necessarily embracing, at least publicly, is, and what you did in Los Angeles, despite that the governor didn't want it and the mayor didn't want it, you sent in backups, Marines and National Guard. Do you think that might force Democratic cities to crack down on crime so you don't have to?
Yeah, the good politicians, the smart ones, the sane people will, and the other ones will go out of their way to try and show them that I'm wrong on crime. Look, this is another, you know, they call them 80-20s. I think it's 100 to nothing. But they're going to have to handle it the way they want. I'm there to help. But if I see a city going bad, I said it last time. Last time, I went right by every perfect little edict and rule, and I'd let the governors run their stuff, and they'd run it into the ground. I had that wacko in Minnesota. You saw what happened in Minneapolis. And if I didn't send in the troops, you wouldn't have Minnesota. We wouldn't have Minneapolis standing today. You saw how bad it was. But I sent in the troops very late because he wouldn't do it. He wasn't The whole city was burning down. That was the wacko that ran for vice president.
Governor Walz.
Yeah, he was a real beauty. But again, I said, if I ever do this again, this is what I was thinking about it. I said, I'm going to act before the fact. I'm not going to act after the fact. And, you know, you see what they did to Portland. You see, it's not going to happen this time. Now, Gavin Newsom wouldn't have a Los Angeles stand. You know, we have the Olympics coming. That was a part of my thinking there, too. We have the Olympics coming. He just lost 25,000 houses to fires that shouldn't have happened. It was only because he didn't allow water to come into that part of Los Angeles or, frankly, into California because he cut off the water. They send it out to the Pacific Ocean. But I overrode him. After the fires, I overrode him, and they have water coming down. They should be allowing more. We're going to go into that next. But wow. Gavin Newsom, if he would have allowed the water, you wouldn't have had a fire. But I said, if I don't send people in, you're not going to have a city for the Olympics. We have the Olympics coming.
And the World Cup.
You already have 24,000 houses. And by the way, they're not able to get the permits for them. You know, the federal government with Lee Zeldin is fantastic. The federal government got all the permits and gave them all the federal permits necessary. They can build the houses. But the state and the city are not getting them the permits after
You know, and I know that for a fact because I know people out there, only 1% of the permits has been given. It's an embarrassment, and they're getting away with it, which is sickening. I want to talk about California.
You know what they want to do? They want to build low-income housing. They want to take away some of the sites that are owned by people and build low-income housing.
You can't do it.
Destroy the whole beauty of that area. I was there right after the fire, very closely to immediately after the fire, as soon as I felt it was the right time. But immediately. And I met the people. Many of they were all standing in front of their sites. There were literally ashes. The steel was wrapped up in balls. It was like a blowtorch because of the winds. And I went there and I saw every person on two or three streets I went to. Every family was in front of their house with a yellow cord. You can't go on it. And they said, we want to start immediately, sir. I said, why don't you start? They won't let us. I gave them the federal permits almost immediately. That's the hardest permit to get, by the way. And they still don't have their permits.
And you told Mayor Bass, let them do it. And she said she would. She wants them to be safe. He goes, they know how to be safe. It was, to me, it was one of your finest moments because she didn't do it. You were great.
She said, we'll get them over a 2-year period. Do you remember that?
Yep.
I said, 2 years? You mean 2 days?
Mr. President, I lost all my stuff there in a fire in Malibu in the 90s, and they still hadn't rebuilt it 7 years later. But I want to talk about Gavin Newsom.
An incompetent governor. He's an incompetent governor, and the mayor is grossly incompetent. And that worries me because we have the Olympics going there.
Well, you know, Gavin Newsom's taking you on. He thinks that's his best path to being the next president of the United States, in my view. And he posted on X, he gave you a warning instead of Governor Abbott, saying that if you allow Governor Abbott to go through with his gerrymander, he's going to do that in California. He posted this, I guess trying to take the Trump approach. Donald Trump, Taco Trump, as many call him, missed the deadline. California will now draw new, more beautiful maps. They will be historic, and they will end the Trump presidency. The Dems will take back the House in the midterms. What's your take on Gavin's warning that you missed?
Well, Gavin is an incompetent governor. The state has gone to hell. You see what's happened to Los Angeles. And if I didn't send the troops in, you probably wouldn't have much of a Los Angeles standing right now. Those troops did a hell of a job. And you know who loved it? The sheriff and the police. Now, after about a week or so, then the sheriff started to say, well, maybe we can... take a look at the sheriff's statement the first day or two. They asked him, do you need the troops? He said, absolutely, we can't do this by ourselves. Now, he changed his tone about a 2 weeks later because he had already taken care of.
Yeah, there's so much more. Just to finish up this hour, my interview with President Trump was in a great mood on the eve of the Alaska summit. Don't move.
This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking with an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus. Study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000.
Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. No application fee if you apply by September 3rd. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Saving you money, I'm Hillary Barsky. If you want to leave the workforce early, you might want to consider several unexpected possible snags in your plan. First, you should have a clear idea of how much you'll need to save and try to set aside at least that much during your working years. According to the Motley Fool, have a safe withdrawal strategy in place. The 4% rule is one common approach where you withdraw 4% of your savings in your first year of retirement. Then you increase this amount slightly each year to counter inflation. It's supposed to make your retirement savings last 30 years. However, it doesn't always work as planned. That's why some people prefer to be more conservative and use the 3.5% or 3% rule. Another thing to consider is that you might have trouble accessing your savings if you're 59.5 if you plan to retire before this age. If a long retirement is something you really want, you really need to anticipate and prepare for the challenges that could arise. Saving you money, Hillary Barsky, Fox News.
Fox on 10.
Instagram has some new things for you to try, and one thing you may think twice about trying. Aside from new abilities to repost others' content, Instagram now has something called Instagram Map, which the Meta-backed social network says is intended to help you link up in real life with your Insta pals. It is a map displaying one's location, updated each time one opens the Instagram app, and that has a number of users complaining that it might just be the Insta tool an Insta stalker needs to Insta find them. Now, the feature is not automatically turned on, and there is an option to share only with selected people. But just to be sure it is not broadcasting your location, go to the top of the DM box and then to the map, tap the settings icon in the upper right, and then select who can see your location and change it to none if you want no one to find you. Don't forget to tap done to save the settings. With Fox on Tech, I'm Evan Brown, Fox News.
Hey, welcome back, everybody. I told you we talked to President Trump. It was supposed to be 20 minutes. It ended up being close to an hour. So here's more of my interview with the 47th president as he gets set for a busy day and then a long trip tomorrow morning.
I just think it's very interesting, and I don't want to dwell too much on it, but the whole Russia situation with Hillary Clinton comes up with to try to make it seem like you colluded with Russia in order to win an election. You're saying that hurt U.S.-Russian relations because Putin, with all of his terrible track record, that's my view, not yours, perhaps, but that's in my words, with his terrible track record and with his horrible invasion that he did and what he does to his neighbors, he actually didn't infiltrate the election besides hacking John Podesta's emails, and you're saying it hurt U.S. relations throughout your 4 years.
They don't even know about John Podesta's emails. They had a couple of hackers who spent, in some cases, $50, $49.95, $101, and $103.
Right.
That's what they have. And these were hackers. These were people probably in Russia that took ads. They took ads for had nothing to do with, frankly, Russia, had nothing to do with me. No, they created a story. I remember when I saw it on one of the networks, they were saying after Hillary lost, this was going to be just a quick one-day, two-day excuse for why she lost, and the fake news picked it up and went with it. They do the same thing with the Epstein crap. They do the same exact thing. It's the exact same thing. Anything they can do to demean. So
right.
What happens is they picked it up. And I remembered one of the people, I won't even mention who now, because it could be that he's got problems and I'm not going to get involved in that, but got up and said, well, Russia was the reason we lost. And that's the first time I say, Russia? I'm listening to this. I'm saying, this is like the day after the election, shortly after the election. I said, what's that all about? But I didn't think much about it. I figured it was an excuse, which it was. But what happened is the fake news picked it up and made it a two-year ordeal.
Right.
And then it turned out with the Mueller report, think of this, 18 different people we had, 18 different people on that Mueller. Everyone was an anti-Trumper. Every single one of them was a negative Trumper. And you know what? They ruled that I did absolutely nothing wrong.
Right.
So in one way, I was very impressed by that, actually, if you want to know the truth. I had somebody of the 18. I had somebody in there who was an angel, because it's almost impossible for that. They could have ruled whatever they wanted to do. They could have made up a story like they do so often. And, you know, guys like Weissman and some of these real scum, the real scum, they were
right.
So involved in that. He wrote a book about how, and he was on the committee. I think he was one of the guys on the commission.
Well, he was right. They said he was the brain behind Robert Mueller, who had lost his fastball, sadly. I think he's doing some physical problems. Just real quick on that. Melania, the first lady, Melania Trump, is suing Hunter Biden for $1 billion because he said that Jeffrey Epstein introduced you to each other. And she's suing Hunter for $1 billion. Is that the right thing to do?
Well, I said go forward. You know, I've done pretty well on these lawsuits lately. And I said go forward with it. Jeffrey Epstein had nothing to do with Melania and introduced. But they do that to demean. They make up stories. I mean,
gotcha.
I can tell you exactly how it was that it was another person, actually. I did meet through another person, but it wasn't Jeffrey Epstein. Yeah, I told her, let's go ahead and do it. I let her use my lawyers.
Right.
She was very upset about it.
Big story out today that China is about to overtake America in the electric car and really outstrip Tesla. They probably took a lot of the technology. Your thoughts about losing the electric car business to China, does that worry you?
I don't like losing any business to China. We're leading in AI. We're leading in so much. They know it. We're way ahead of them in terms of chips. We have Jensen and all these guys that are phenomenal. We're way ahead of them. Now that Blackwell is coming out, it's so advanced that they won't catch it for years. No, we're leading them. The electric car is different. See, I don't, you know, do I care? I don't like it. But I am a believer that somebody should buy all cars. If you want to buy a gasoline-powered car, you know, we have more oil and gas than any other country. And I say, if you want to buy something where we have under the ground, you know, the batteries, China has that, but we have oil and gas. And a lot of people want. Look, it seems to be so far like a 7 or 10%
right.
market. China's gone all out. If they catch us, you know, they're not coming into here. You know, I have tariffs, so they can't come
in. They can't come in with that brand new car. I want to go back to immigration if I can. Mr. President,
you understand that.
Yeah.
I don't want them destroying our automobile business. Somebody else would let them in. And in about 6 months, we wouldn't have an automobile business in this country.
I know. It's going to cost like $21,000, and Europe's trying to keep them out, too. Mr. President, as you know, you've sealed the border in a way that I don't think anyone thought was possible. But because of that, you have an interesting situation. You have people here for generations that, of course, they're not going to get citizenship, but they've been working on farms. A lot of farmers voted for you. They work in hospitality.
Yep.
A lot of hospitality workers voted for you. They work in meatpacking areas. Do you have a plan? And I know some Republicans are going to get upset by this, but do you have a plan to give them long-term work visas, not citizenship, to not hurt the people, not hurt our economy?
So, as you know, I won the election with the farmers by like 88%. I won the election with the people that want strong borders by probably 100%, I would imagine, right? I mean, how could you vote for somebody
right.
that wants open borders, that never called a border patrol, that never went to the site? You know, the borders are never even went to the border. So I must have gotten, I don't know what it is, but let's assume it's like 130%. So I won the border. I won everything. And to be honest, I love all those people. They have a little bit different thing in life. The farmers want to have people that can work very hard in the fields, and the other people don't want to have anybody from outside of our country. And I am working on a plan that I think is going to make everybody very happy. We have to take care of our farmers. We love our farmers. But we also have to take care of people that want total security and safety in our country. We're going to take care of both.
Do you think within 3 months you'll have an answer to the hospitality workers, meat packers, and farmers? Because I think they make up.
I do.
So within 3 months?
Yep.
Okay.
I think people are going to be happy.
All right.
I want to make, look, they're all great. They love our country. That group of people, the Democrats, don't love our country. I think they hate our country. They're crazy. They've gone crazy.
I just got to ask you about Jimmy Lai. He's a self-made billionaire, Hong Kong friend of the West, and he was taken when Hong Kong was taken by the Chinese government. He's been jailed. He's closing arguments today. His son joined me. And I did not know you knew Sebastian Lai.
Here's, great young man.
Yeah, here's what he said. Cut three.
Does President Trump know him?
We've been incredibly grateful that the president mentioned that 100% he will free my father. He mentioned it in a radio show with Hugh Hewitt. And it's given our family a lot of hope, because at this point it is about freeing him, but it's about saving his life. I don't know how much longer he has.
So your thoughts, because you're going to be meeting President Xi, and he could do that. Just by one finger.
I didn't say 100% I'd save him. I said 100% I'm going to be bringing it up. And I've already brought it up. And I'm going to do everything I can to save him. I'm going to do everything. You know, he's a respected guy. He's a good guy. I mean, you could also understand President Xi would not be exactly thrilled by doing it. It was, you know, it was a very nasty period of time in the history of China. I mean, it was a very nasty period of time. With all of that being said, his name has already entered the circle of things that we're talking about, and we'll see what we can do. I really like the son a lot. I love that he's fighting so hard for his father. And his father is, you know, not a young guy. He's, you know, how much longer is he going to live? And I hear he's doing okay health-wise, not great. And we're going to do everything we can.
Chuck Todd came out and said, you're dominating like no president since FDR. And that includes education. Because in education, right. Brown, Columbia, George Washington University, UCLA, all of these universities are straightening up and paying a price. Why did changing the culture matter to you? Or does it now that you're back?
Well, it matters a lot. The culture of a country matters so much. That's the same thing about Ukraine. If you look at what's happened to those cities, they've been decimated. Those magnificent spires have all been, almost all of them have been knocked to the ground. They're in smithereens. And, you know, it's so sad. No, culture matters so much. One thing on education that we're doing that you didn't mention, and it's true, these woke, crazy colleges are paying a very big price. And you haven't heard anything yet when you hear some of these settlements that we're doing. But they're paying a big price. But what we're really doing with education, which I think is almost as important, maybe more important, is we're sending it back to the states. And the states are accepting it really gracefully and beautifully. And they want it. They desperately want it. We have 40 states where education would be as good as any place in the world. We have 10 where it won't be so good, because it's like, you know, like a guy like Gavin Newsom. He's not going to run good education, but because he doesn't know how. He's just got a mouth. But a place like Los Angeles is going to be tough. But all of it, you go to Iowa, you go to Indiana, you go to all these places, Nebraska, every one of these places, they're going to have, Florida is going to be phenomenal. We're sending education back to the states, and we're getting it out of Washington, D.C., and the bureaucrats. You have people that are involved with, like, Florida from Washington. They've never even been there, and they're running education in Florida. Right. We're sending it back so that Ron can run it, so that all the governors can run it, and they're going to do a great job. Now, 10 states are not going to do as well, but they're the same. Like, a guy like Pritzker won't do a good job with education. He probably doesn't even want it back, but Pritzker won't do a good job. Newsom won't do a good job. You know, the same places that run badly will do a bad job, but 90% of the country is going to do a phenomenal job. We're sending education back to the states where the parents are involved, they love their children, where the teachers are involved, they love the children, and it's not going to be run by the bureaucrats in Washington, D.C. that are destroying. I mean, we have the worst education almost in the world for a top 40 country. You know, we're like 38, 39, and 40 out of 40. In education. So obviously we're doing something wrong. That won't happen for long. When education goes back to these well-run states, it'll run as well as the various, like Denmark, Austria. You know, you have some countries that have like great education. Interestingly, China does very well with education, so you can't blame it on size, but they do very well with education.
And lastly, on behalf of Massapequa, you and Linda McMahon helping keep the chief's name.
Yep.
So that means a lot.
I love Massapequa. I have a lot of friends in Massapequa, including you. But I love Massapequa. I've heard that name for years, okay? And they have a championship team. They always have a great team. I know,
and everything.
I know young people that played on that team. And, great people. And they played we got to get the name back to the Chiefs. And you know what? They're demeaning the Indians by taking it over. It's actually the opposite of what they think. They're demeaning.
They are.
And that's a place. And that town is sort of based around that whole football thing that they have going there. So We're working hard. You know, it's a state problem, not a federal problem. So we have to interject, and we've done that, into the state. But the state is fighting us very hard. But I think we'll be successful with it.
You're always successful. Mr. President, thanks so much. Best of luck in Alaska. And I look forward to seeing you walking on the military base and greeting Vladimir Putin.
And we'll do the best we can. And I think we'll have a good result in the end.
All right. Go get him. Thanks so much,
Mr. President. Thank you very much, Brian.
Appreciate it.
Very good. Thank you.
Very nice of the President of the United States to give us that type of time. And he's got a huge agenda today. In 24 hours, he's going to be in Alaska, and he's going to meet with President Putin, who said some nice things this morning. You heard how that interview began. He made some statements that he thinks the Americans are making a sincere effort to bring peace to the area. So I don't care what you believe, but he went out of his way to say that. That's not usually the posture Vladimir Putin has towards anything American. But as Dan Hoffman told us yesterday, don't believe it. He hates us anyway. But for Donald Trump, doesn't matter. He wants to get this thing done. He wants the ceasefire. He wants a permanent peace, and they want security. And he also knows this. President is not in control of whether Ukraine gives up land or not. That's not him. He's there to facilitate a deal and see the opportunities probably better than anybody else. He wants a second meeting, and he wants Zelensky ready to go. He said, why not just do it in Alaska? By the way, go to BrianKilmeade.com. On Fox Nation, I'll be streaming next Saturday night on the 23rd of August. History, Liberty, and Laughs. Winspear Opera House, AT&T Theater. November 1st, Potsdam, Pennsylvania. September 27th, Richmond, Virginia.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
What is your next success story? At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can succeed again with more than 135 affordable online degrees and certificates to help you move your career forward. From cybersecurity and AI to healthcare and MBA, our programs help you build critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills that set you apart in today's job market. Apply now and save with no application fee through September 3rd. Visit umgc.edu to get started. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk,
the 39th President of the United States, Jimmy Carter, addresses the Camp David Accords between Israel and Egypt that, on March 26, 1979, led to a negotiated peace between the two nations, the first between Israel and any of its Arab neighbors.
The countrysides of both lands are free from the litter and the carnage of a wasteful war. Mothers in Egypt and Israel are not weeping today for their children fallen in senseless battle. The dedication and determination of these two world statesmen have borne fruit. Peace has come to Israel and to Egypt.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
News this hour from Town Hall. I'm Ron Taylor. Despite new evidence that President Obama instigated the Russiagate hoax to undermine then-candidate Donald Trump, constitutional attorney Mark Weaver says it's doubtful the former president will be indicted by the DOJ.
Not Obama. President Trump's case in front of the U.S. Supreme Court makes it pretty clear that presidents have immunity for things they do in office. So I don't think Obama's at risk.
Weaver says a number of high-profile former Obama officials could be facing charges related to their efforts to undermine Donald Trump.
Particularly Brennan, Clapper, Comey. They are the highest-ranking officials who appear to have done the most to conspire to protect Hillary and to hurt Donald Trump.
Weaver spoke this week with the Salem Radio Network. China's economy showed signs of slowing in July as factory output and retail sales slowed and housing prices dropped further.
The Chinese economies showed signs of slowing through July as factory output and retail sales slowed and housing prices fell further. Monthly data shows retail sales rose 3.7% year on year, down from 4.8% in June. Investments in factory equipment and other fixed assets rose a meager 1.6% in July, compared with just under 3% growth in January to June. I'm Charles de Lezesma.
Hurricane Erin now downgraded to a Category 4. The storm is northwest of the island of Anguilla. Sustained maximum winds of 150 miles per hour. West Virginia sending 300 to 400 members of its National Guard to the nation's capital to assist the Trump administration's takeover of the city's police department. The move by a nearby state comes as hundreds of District of Columbia National Guard were activated this week to back up local law enforcement in the battle of crime. News and analysis at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Living with everyday pain is like having a voice that always says, no, no, you can't do that. You can't go there. You can't play your favorite sport. You better sift this one out. It's no way to live. If pain is affecting you, see how Relief Factor can help you get back to living life again on your terms, one where you say yes a whole lot more. Head over to ReliefFactor.com or give them a call at 800-4-RELIEF. Relief Factor is a daily supplement that fights pain naturally. Developed by a team of doctors and scientists, Relief Factor's unique formula of natural ingredients doesn't just mask pain, it helps reduce or eliminate it for good. Whether it's your back, neck, your joints, your muscles, Relief Factor can help you, as it has for so many others. Give Relief Factor's three-week quick start a try. It's only $19.95, a low-cost way for you to sort of take it out for a test drive. Less than a dollar a day. Go to ReliefFactor.com, ReliefFactor.com, or call 800-4-RELIEF. That's 800-4-RELIEF. See how you could live with less pain, and you can say yes to more of everything you want with Relief Factor.
Foreign policy expert Alex Gray warns against U.S. complacency after the recent collision of two Chinese ships.
They can still do a lot of damage in Taiwan, to the Philippines, to the U.S., ourselves, to our allies regionally. They have global ambitions. And so let's not let this kind of burst of foolishness fool us from just how serious of a threat the Chinese, and particularly the Chinese Navy, actually are.
Gray says the U.S. Navy needs to take seriously recent improvements by the Chinese Navy.
The United States is going in the entirely wrong direction in terms of the size of our fleet, the size and sophistication of our industrial base, the ability to recover from attrition in a high-end conflict, munition shortfalls that we would need very much in the Indo-Pacific. These are all very real challenges.
Gray, a former NCSC chief of staff, says the U.S. Navy paid strict attention to the recent advancements made by the Chinese Navy. More at townhall.com. A judge has struck down President Trump's religious exemption to birth control coverage. More from White House correspondent Greg Cluxton.
During his first term, the president put in place rules that exempt employers with religious or moral objections from having to provide workers with insurance coverage for birth control. But a federal judge in Philadelphia said the 2018 rules were not justified, rejecting the Trump administration's claims that they were necessary to protect the rights of religious employers. Little Sisters of the Poor, a Roman Catholic order of nuns that intervened in the case to defend the rules, will appeal the ruling. Greg Clugston, Washington.
There are plans to build a $750 million factory in South Texas to breed billions of sterile flies to ramp up its efforts to keep flesh-eating maggots now in Mexico from damaging the American cattle industry. Secretary Brooke Collins says they hope that this will be going within a year. More on these stories at townhall.com. I'm Ron Taylor.
Owners, landlords, and tenants trust Authority Property Management at 2663 Victor Avenue. They manage a variety of properties, including single-family homes, apartments, condos, townhouses, multifamily properties, and commercial properties. Authority Property Management offers full-time management, including finding and screening tenants, rent collection, financial reporting, and final walkthrough home inspections when they move out. Contact Authority Property Management today at 530-410-6085 and check out their website at authoritypm.com.
Hey, this is Pat Karch. This year, I'm the top Italian for Paisano Days 2025. Join us at Paisano Days. It's a great, fun-filled 2 days. Bocce. Yep, bocce live. And spaghetti dinner. And all kinds of great Italian sausages, hot dogs, cannoli, ice cream, beer, and wine. For 2 days, join us down at South City Park on Friday, September 12th and Saturday, September 13th. For more information, call me at 530-510-1903. Paisano Days.
Fox News Radio Studios in Midtown Manhattan, giving you opinions and facts with a positive outlook. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Hi, everyone. So glad you're here. It's been a busy morning already. The President of the United States has joined us. We'll bring back some of those cuts throughout the day. You know, we were supposed to talk 20. We talked 40 and barely scratched the surface on all that he's doing. I mean, it's not even me searching topics. It's everything he's handling at once. You just have to picture, ask yourself, what's the most important thing? Whether it's the gerrymandering and the standoff in Texas and what it means for Florida and others. Whether it's obviously with the Alaska summit is the number one story. Number two, the D.C. police, that situation, the rise of socialism on the left. You're seeing all that take place in real time. And you also have, on a side note, 144 nominees just sitting on ice right now because of the partisanship. And we'll see about the crackdown on law and order in America. Dean Cain's going to join us at the bottom of the hour. Dean Cain is one person who thought, you know what, I'm going to lead the way. Obviously successful actor, cut his teeth in Superman and joined ICE. And that is, he joined, now it looks like 100,000 different applicants are trying to fill 10,000 jobs. And the president also talked about what he was going to do in terms of illegal immigration. Now that the border's sealed, what are you going to do about the farmers, the hospitality workers? What are you going to do about the meat packers, many of which are here illegally but have been here for decades? Don't give them citizenship. What about long-term work visas? Mark Thiessen joins us now, a former speechwriter. Right now he is a Fox News contributor and a Washington Post columnist and a fellow at AEI. Mark, welcome back.
Good to be with you, Brian.
So, Mark, I'm going to get the president brought you up in our interview, and I'm going to play that in a little while. But first, give everybody an understanding who didn't get the subscription or their paper boy got lost and didn't read your column today about what you expect to happen tomorrow and what you're worried about.
Well, so I'm actually not that worried. I think that the people who are worried are the people who are not listening to what Trump actually says he's planning to do. First of all, meeting with Putin, no problem with meeting Putin. I think this was never going to end until Trump looked him in the eye and decided whether or not he was serious about peace. I think the president is absolutely right that Putin wants all of Ukraine. The only reason that he is even considering peace is because he's afraid of Donald Trump. Donald Trump just brought down secondary sanctions on India, which is the second largest purchaser of Russian oil. The only thing that's key, you pointed out very correctly, that 45% of Russian revenues are going to the war effort. They've got double-digit inflation. They've got labor shortages. Their economy is in collapse. Only thing propping them up is oil. And Trump just targeted their second largest purchaser of oil in India. And he was until this summit, he was about to bring down the hammer on China, which is the number one purchaser of Russian oil. If he does that, if he drives Russian oil sales from the global market the way he did with Iran in his first term, Russia's going to collapse. They can't sustain that. And so Putin is coming into this summit weak. He's militarily weak. He's economically weak. And Trump holds all the cards. So, you know, Trump is going to look him in the eye and see whether he thinks a peace deal is possible. And if it's not, he said, there's going to be severe consequences. So I think he's doing the right thing. He's not going to cut a deal without Ukraine. It's not in my place to negotiate a deal. I'm going to bring Ukraine in if I think there's a deal possible, and they'll negotiate it. So I think he's handling this right. And I'm very hopeful.
So I want to hear, I brought you up and took a cut from your column. So let's listen.
Mark Thiessen, who I know you respect from the Washington Post, writes this.
I do. He's great.
Vladimir Putin's goal is to buy more time. To avoid that trap, all President Trump has to do is hold firm to his stated position that both sides need to agree on a ceasefire now. He will push for a partial or sectional ceasefire. That would be worse than no ceasefire because it would give Russia a military advantage. Your thoughts on his conclusions?
Well, he's a very talented person, and I think he's a real, you know, journalist. I want to give him the highest accolades. I have a lot of respect for him, Mark. I read him. I'll talk to him every once in a while, and he has some good thoughts. I don't know that we're going to get an immediate ceasefire, but I think it's going to come. See, I'm more interested in immediate peace deal, getting peace fast. And depending on what happens with my meeting, I'm going to be calling up President Zelensky, and let's get him over to wherever we're going to meet. I don't know where we're going to have the second meeting. but we have an idea of three different locations. And will be, including the possibility, because it would be by far the easiest, of staying in Alaska. You know, we have big flights of, and here's the same thing, we have a lot of planes going when the head of Russia, the head of the United States, you know, et cetera, et cetera.
So I asked him, too. I said, do you think that Zelensky should be ready? Are you going to call him to go there? And he said, well, you know, we'll see. Yeah. So your thoughts. He likes you. He obviously respects you, by the way.
Yeah, well, the feeling is mutual. I think he's just killing it, and we could talk about all the ways that he's killing it outside of foreign policy, from the Iranian nuclear strikes to cleaning up D.C. to shutting down the border to winning in the Supreme Court to, you know, now making KISS a Kennedy Center honoree. I got the list of things that I love about Donald Trump's second term is growing by the day. So feeling is completely mutual. Look, here's the thing. You need to, when you go into a negotiation, and Trump knows this better than anyone because he's a great negotiator, you have to understand what the other guy's strategy is, right? And what Putin's strategy, Putin is coming into this negotiation because he feels the economic hanger preparing to come down. And so what he wants to do is drag this process out. He wants to give Trump enough hope that he could, that he's the, you know, he, as Trump likes to call it, he's tapping me along, right? He wants to tap Trump along a little more without appearing to be tapping him along. So he's going to, if he's smart, he's going to sound like he wants to make peace. He's going to offer some sort of proposals and try and drag out the negotiations. Of course, dragging out land negotiations is going to take a long time, and it's going to take a lot of negotiation, all that. He's trying to avoid the inevitable, which is the crushing economic sanctions and tariffs. And so that's his strategy going in. So Trump has to use those and say, look, I want you to stop the fighting now. I want this to end. If this war isn't ended, you know, within days, then the consequences are going to be very severe, which is sort of what he said the other day at the Kennedy Center. And he wants to, you know, and Putin's going to have to show at some point. Putin, you could see how Trump's frustration with Putin's nice words is wearing thin, right? He's been saying how I talked to Vladimir, and then the next night he's bombing a nursing home. The next that night he's bombing a school. And if Putin can't keep doing that, he's going to have to sit down and actually deliver for Trump, or else Trump's going to call his bluff and bring down the economic hammer on him. And the answer to that is that point is we sanction the hell out of his economy, we crush his oil sector, and we allow the Europeans to buy even more weapons for Ukraine so that they could start punishing military strikes on the Russians and combine, you know, attack both his military and his economic weakness.
Here's what Condoleezza Rice said. She had an interesting take with Brett last night. Cut four.
I think he just has a hard time accepting that he can't crush Ukraine, a country that he doesn't actually believe is a country. He told us it was a made-up country. But now, with the threats against the Russian economy, with the shot across the bow about secondary sanctions, maybe it's starting to occur to him that he needs to stop this war. But he's certainly trying to deflect any action that the president might take.
So, I mean, she's open to the whole thing. She's somebody from a traditional background who is open to somebody acting in an unorthodox way. It doesn't mean it's wrong.
Yeah, she's right about that Trump is handling it, Putin is weak, and all the rest of it. And I want to come back to this issue about the possible sectional ceasefire, because think about what ways Putin might try and placate Trump. He might say, okay, I'll tell you what, we'll have a ceasefire in Zaporizhia and Kherson, but not in Donbass, which is what we're fighting about. That would be a win for Putin, because what Putin then does is he moves his troops to the area that he wants to fight in, and he doesn't have to worry about the Ukrainians on the other part of the front line. And what he's trying to do is he's trying to get all of Donbass. And he doesn't want to give anything up for that, right? The reason why he wants that is not just because he wants the territory, is because there's a natural Ukrainian line of defense that they've built that he has not been able to cross military or defeat militarily. And if he gets all of Donbass, then it's all open fields. There's no natural barriers. It'll take the Ukrainians billions of dollars and years to build up new defensive barriers around the new borders. And that's setting up the third invasion. So what he wants to get through the three and a half years more of Donald Trump, potentially pause the war, and then set it up so when he's got a weak American president like he did with Obama and with Biden, that he can start the war again and finish the job. And if he has all of Donbass, he can just, you know, it's going to be very hard to stop him from driving towards Kiev.
I know, and that'll be a huge disaster. And I think that was explained to the president in his hour-long meeting with the European Union yesterday.
Yep.
And the fact that they all hung up respectfully and with the same understanding on the readout, I thought was pretty impressive. Yep. So, Mark, do you live in D.C.?
I live outside of D.C. I live in Alexandria.
All right. So
I do not live in, but I work in D.C.
All right. So I want you to hear what Chuck Schumer said about the reality of things on the ground in Washington, D.C.
Senator, are you scared walking around Washington, D.C. these days?
I walk around all the time. I wake up early in the morning sometimes and take a nice walk as the sun is rising around some of the Capitol and the other monuments and things, and I feel perfectly safe. They're full of it.
Really? Is there anything different about Chuck Schumer's life than anybody else's life?
Well, first of all, he's walking around D.C. with a security detail.
Yes.
because he's the Democratic leader. So I feel pretty safe if I had a Capitol Police security detail. I think that would be pretty safe. You know who doesn't have a security detail? Henry Cuellar, who was carjacked at gunpoint in the Navy Yard, which is an upscale D.C. neighborhood.
Yeah.
You know who didn't have a security detail? Those two staffers from the Israeli embassy who were murdered outside a Jewish museum. You know who didn't have a security detail? The congressional staffer who was just killed near the White House. You know who didn't have a security detail? Big Balls, who almost was beaten to within an inch of his life. You know who doesn't have a security detail? All the people in Anacostia who are seeing gangbangers shooting people up outside. There were 170 murders in D.C. last year. That is the fourth highest murder rate in the entire country. It's higher than Compton, California, which is one of the most brutal murderous areas in the country. So Chuck Schumer with his security detail, you know, tagging, oh, I feel safe. You know, good Lord, what a moron.
It gets worse because John Oliver was able to find out that Chuck Schumer made up a fictional family from my town over the course of 15 years. Called the Baileys from Massapequa. I mean, literally, he made this up, and he would use the Baileys as a touchstone on all major issues to show how he's in touch with people and how he's a man of the people. Listen to this, Cut 21.
They're a middle-class couple in Massapequa, which is a suburb on Long Island.
Joe and Eileen Bailey, this middle-class couple, they bought into Reagan Republicanism in 1980.
Right. Joe and Eileen are worried about losing their jobs or their friends' jobs.
The Baileys really don't believe in trickle down. They don't believe in a whole lot of government spending, but they believe in tax breaks for kids to go to college. He's an insurance adjuster and lives in the New York suburbs. By New York standards, he makes $50,000 a year. If he lived in the middle of the country, he'd make $40,000. Wife works in a medical office. She makes about $20,000. She might make $15,000 elsewhere. And you know, I have guided my political life through the Baileys.
So the only problem with those stories is the Baileys don't exist.
Brian, we now know the secret of why Chuck Schumer is wrong on everything. He's talking to his imaginary friends.
Right, family. Not just friends, family.
He's sitting in his bedroom with his teddy bear, talking to his imaginary friend over a tea set, trying to figure out what his policy should be on trickle-down economics.
This is beyond crazy. Listen to John Oliver.
But you heard him. The Baileys have guided Chuck Schumer's political life, which is a little weird given. They don't exist. Seriously, he invented them. But crucially, for all he talks about how much he loves the Baileys, they don't seem to return that love. Of the 6 votes the Baileys had across the last 3 presidential elections, 5 went to Donald Trump, most recently because of crime. They also think the civil rights movement went too far and aren't against immigration, just illegal immigration. And this is the couple who, in Chuck Schumer's own words, have guided his political life. And at this point, it might be worth asking, is that a good idea? Because the truth is, Schumer's devotion to his imaginary friends may help explain why he and the Democratic Party have been so underwhelming in recent years. Because he seems to be focusing a huge amount on the interest of the Baileys from Long Island, while forgetting other voters actually exist.
I mean, is he right? I mean, is this the craziest thing, Mark?
I it's stunning that he's been talking about these people for years and they don't exist.
And he wrote in a book about them.
It's like, truly, like, what did he think? No one was going to look eventually to see that? Chuck Schumer is just, he's so jumped the shark as a Democratic leader. It's stunning. The only reason I would not want Chuck Schumer to step aside is because probably the person who replaced him will be AOC.
30 seconds. Barack Obama reached out to Mamdani. They spoke for at length. Axelrod, Dan Pfeiffer, all the Obamaites are running to Mamdani. Why? Even current, there's no Democrat that's running to him outside some crazies like AOC. Why would mainstream Democrat Obama team run to him?
Because he's going to win. That's what it's looking like. I mean, Cuomo and Adams and everyone, their disapproval is so high. They're probably, he's inherited a race with, people who can't beat him. That's why they're running to him. But look, the Democratic Party, if you look down the trajectory, they've lost support since the 1990s. They've never been above 50% approval. They need to go back to Clintonism, not Mamdaniism.
And Schumer's got 38% approval in New York. Thanks so much, Mark. Back in a moment.
It's Brian Kilmeade. Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking with an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus. Study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. No application fee if you apply by September 3rd. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Now that I'm a dad, I can't stop thinking about what would happen to my kids if something happened to me, like losing the house or not affording college.
Yeah, that used to keep me up at night, too. It's why I finally got life insurance from Ethos. It's 100% online. No medical exams, just a few health questions. I got $2 million in coverage for around $2 a day.
I never realized it was that simple. Get your free quote at ethos.com/policy. That's ethos.com/policy.
Rates may vary. Bill monthly. Sample rate 10-year term life policy for a 35-year-old healthy non-smoking male.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
The Dean's List with Janice Dean.
A handmade wooden cabinet called the Blessing Box
makes today's Dean's List for helping others in Caldwell, Idaho. Since 2011, the cabinet was placed in the lobby of the Caldwell Police Department and has made a very big impact. It was placed there to help anyone in need to be able to find non-perishable food items, clothing, hygiene products, diapers, and wipes around the clock and always stocked. The idea came from an officer and his family, and over the last 8 years has been maintained and kept going by donations from the community. It's open 24/7 and always accessible, offering support and dignity to anyone that needs a helping hand. It's more than just a piece of furniture. It's a powerful symbol of a caring neighborhood. Caldwell Police Victim Witness Coordinator Liz Godina says it's a place where you can drop things off and take what you need. Here's hoping for more blessing boxes across the country. Janice Dean, Fox News.
Take a pause.
Maybe you've heard about how stretched the resources are for many animal shelters across the U.S., but maybe you can't take in any pets right now. You can still help, and it won't cost you much. Take Fiona Rohde in Eden Prairie, Minnesota. She loves sewing, and she's taking fabric scraps and turning them into dog beds for a local dog rescue.
So getting to, like, produce my own thing and that thing that blesses people but also, like, connects with my loves and interests is really amazing.
She's done about 20 of them so far and says rescues are ready for more.
They are always in need, as many rescues are, of supplies. So blankets, food, pillows, anything really, they'll take happily.
RealSimple.com says you can donate extra pet waste bags, litter boxes, old leashes, and laundry supplies to your local shelter. And, of course, cash is welcome, too. Take pause. Till NATO. Fox News.
Now, from the historical audio archives of Fox News Talk.
In January of 1960, John F. Kennedy announced that he would seek the presidency of the United States, which he won on November 8, 1960, in a narrow victory over Richard Nixon. At 43, he became the youngest U.S. president.
In the past 40 months, I have toured every state in the Union, and I have talked to Democrats in all walks of life. My candidacy is therefore based on the conviction that I can win both the nomination and the election. I believe that the Democratic Party has a historic function to perform in the winning of the 1960 election, comparable to the 1932 election. I intend to do my utmost to see that that victory is won.
Stay tuned to hear more history as it unfolds before your ears. It's the audio archives of Fox News Talk. Show that's getting you talking. You're with Brian Kilmeade.
Is there any scenario where Donald Trump will look at this meeting in Alaska and say, this was not worth it, I failed?
Yeah, 25%.
And you 25%. would say that if he just says, hey, I'm going to stay with me.
All the time and energy and went over there and we didn't come out with, in a short period of time, not from this meeting. This meeting sets up the second meeting. The second meeting is going to be very, very important because that's going to be a meeting where they make a deal. And I don't want to use the word divvy things up, but, you know, to a certain extent, it's not a bad term. OK,
so the president of the United States is open to the fact that, you know, things might not break the way he wants, but he's giving it a shot. To him, trying is, you know, he wants to win every time, but he goes ahead. His goal is this. His goal is to help two countries stop fighting each other. So, you know, he feels as if, I just want to move this ball forward. And if you don't want me in round two, I'm not going to go. But I know they're going to want him in round two. But what was interesting is in an earlier part of the interview we just did with the president, he said, I'd like to have it in Alaska. And I'm thinking to myself, does he want Zelensky on a plane ready to go to see if Putin would ever deal with him? Because the only reason Zelensky's not there is because Putin didn't want him there. Trump wanted him there. So crazy times, interesting times. Dean Cain is next. Dean Cain did this thing, and did a great thing. He joined ICE, and he wants to be almost like a ceremonial member, a contributor, get everybody to know you should go do this. Hollywood had a huge problem with that. We'll talk to Dean about that in a moment.
Hey, Ray.
Reading, save big on Black Bear Diner's new basket bundles. Get your paws on a choice of sandwich, side, and drink for only $11. A great meal at a great price. Basket bundles, now available at Black Bear Diner. Be sure to stop by for breakfast, lunch, or dinner. Black Bear Diner just added 4 brand new and 4 returning classics to the menu. Black Bear Diner, 2205 Hilltop Drive. Get big value and so many choices at Black Bear Diner.
Black Bear Diner.
Mischief, magic, and Shakespeare. Shasta College invites you to audition for A Midsummer Night's Dream, the classic romantic comedy full of tangled love triangles, enchanted forests, and hilarious chaos. Auditions are August 25th and 26th at 6 p.m. in the Shasta College Theater. Prepare a one-minute classical monologue, preferably comedic, from Shakespeare or the same period. Community members and students are welcome. For more information, call 530-242-7573. That's 530-242-7573. Step into the magic. Your role awaits.
Join Aaron and Bill for We the People Radio, Sundays, noon until 2.
It's conservative talk radio with a liberal dose of humor. Get the whole story from experts around the world delivering facts rather than opinion.
Missed a show? Busy at noon? No problem. Listen to our free archives when you have time. No commercial interruptions or download restrictions. We the People Radio.
.us.
For over 50 years, House of Realty has provided experienced and effective advice to its real estate clients. Experts in residential, commercial, and investment property, we have the knowledge and tools to assist you with all of your real estate needs. Family owned and operated since 1965, we have been an active part of the Shasta County community for generations. Please call House of Realty today at 241-8300. A reputation for excellence since 1965.
Every day, your life is filled with choices. And when a health crisis happens, you need to be prepared to choose the best healthcare partner. That's when Shasta Regional Medical Center is there to answer the call above the rest. Ranked best in Reading and in the nation for patient safety and clinical excellence, you can be confident that when you choose Shasta, you are choosing superior care, safety, and excellence for you and your family. Choose Shasta at ShastaRegional.com.
Most everyone knows that Orchard Nutrition Center has a big selection of vitamins and supplements, a fresh bakery and deli, organic groceries, and certified organic produce from Shasta County and surrounding areas. What I know is, my mom loves shopping at Orchard Nutrition Center. Her motto, you are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. She says that all the time. Personally, I believe her. As a kid, I like things that are sweet. So when she comes home with farm-fresh local fruit, trust me, it's sweet. Mom loves all the local veggies. And Dad, he likes meat. Orchard carries locally grown, 100% grass-fed beef. So guess what? Dad's even eating healthy, and he doesn't even know it. If you haven't been to Orchard Nutrition, you owe it to yourself and the ones you love. Just remember what my mom says. You are what you eat. If you eat healthy, you'll be healthy. It all starts at Orchard Nutrition Center in the Cypress Square Shopping Center. Open 7 a.m. to 9 p.m., 7 days a week.
Hi, it's Mark from Haven Humane Society. Are you looking to add to your family? We have puppies, kittens, small critters, and farm animals. Each year, we have thousands of amazing animals looking for homes come into our lives, and we hope to have them join yours. Follow us on social media and find our links on our website, havenhumane.org. Watch our weekly content on YouTube, like our Mark's Monday mashup, when we talk about what's going on and introduce you to our team and adoptable animals. Get involved. Volunteer. Thank you for all your continued support. Together, we are moving closer to our ultimate goal of a North State with no more homeless pets.
Now is a great time to prepare for the upcoming wildfire season. REU and city staff are busy clearing vegetation to mitigate wildfire risk to our power lines, facilities, and the community. You can also prepare by trimming back shrubs and tree branches that are closer than 5 feet from your home. Clear debris from your roof and gutter and clear dead vegetation on your property. For information about tree trimming and proximity to power lines, call 530-224-4356. Please remember, we all need to work together to prevent wildfires in our community.
If you're tired of artificial intelligence and dishonest news, tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday at 8 a.m.
Join Nick Gardner and Doug Janke, two hosts who were educated at School of Hard Knocks. Get a layman's view of local government as well as our take on national and world events.
If you're woke, go back to bed. You won't like us.
This show's for educated voters, not for people that voted for Kamala Harris.
Tune in to Poke the Hornet's Nest every other Sunday, 8 a.m. here on KCNR1460.com, 96.5 FM, and 1460 AM.
He's so busy, he'll make your head spin. It's Brian Kilmeade.
Welcome back, everyone. It's been a real busy morning. A lot of consequential things going on. Washington, D.C. continuing their crackdown. The Democrats do not know how to fight against this. I think it's pretty real. Also, the crackdown continues at our border. Just spoke to the President of the United States about what's happening here. Might be have some type of pathway to long-term work visas, not citizenship for the farmers, hospitality workers, meat packers, things like that. But one of the big stories was, and the controversy is with the crackdown on our border and illegal immigrants has been ICE. Because they've been doxxed before, because they've been targeted, they wear masks in many cases. They want to go in. They don't want their families hit. And now in these sanctuary cities, you have these citizens or these so-called citizens who are attacking the ICE members, which makes it tough to keep morale up. And keep the numbers up. They need about 10,000 ICE agents. So they put out applications. They put in incentives. And that caught the attention of our next guest, a great friend of the network, great friend of the show, and a great guy, Dean Cain, joined us now, actor, producer. So, Dean, when people are reading these stories, they think to themselves, wow, I hope they figure this out. You look at this story and say, I think I'll sign up. Why did you sign up?
Just like you said, to be part of the solution, not the problem. And when I was so back in the day when it was defund the police, that's when I joined the police force. I became a law enforcement officer almost 10 years ago, a reserve police officer in Pocatello, Idaho, and a deputy sheriff, fully sworn deputy sheriff in Frederick County, Virginia. And this is another situation where I was looking at this and I thought, why are we attacking our ICE agents? This is insane. Why are we trying to vilify them? Why are congressmen and women trying to vilify our law enforcement, federal law enforcement agents who are just trying to save Americans? They're trying to keep American citizens safe from drug trafficking, from human trafficking, from all of this crazy, crazy crime. And I thought this is insane. So I put out a part of their recruiting video and I said, you know, join ICE. You can get $50,000 signing bonus, student loans repaid, all kinds of great stuff. And it kind of came across as though I had joined ICE, and I hadn't. But then once that went out there, I spoke to some friends at ICE, and I said, you know what? You know, it's already – why don't I? What a good idea. Let's do it. So and I blame Jesse Waters for it because Jesse put something out on his show that made everybody believe I was an ICE officer. So one thing led to another, and next week I will be an ICE officer. So I'm going to
get sworn in.
Up.
Yeah.
Pardon me?
Where are you going to get sworn in?
Well, I don't want to say just yet, but one of the federal training facilities. I don't want anybody to, but I'm going to do it next week, midweek. So
wow.
I'm excited.
That's great. I mean, you still got this movie career. You produce everything that you're in. You write it. You do it all. Some of your people that are still in Hollywood, even though they're benefiting from the end of political correctness and DEI, are taking you on. John Leguizamo, cut 28.
What kind of loser volunteers to be an ICE officer? What a moron. Dean Cain, your pronouns are has been.
I mean, moron to be in law enforcement? I mean, what is he talking about? Does that bother you?
Oh, that was like a knockout punch, Brian. I don't know how I'm ever going to recover from that bad boy. Listen, I like John Leguizamo, so that's a little bit disappointing, you know? I think he's a very talented actor, a very good guy, but there are rules. One of the rules is don't drunk tweet from a concert in the bathroom, because that looks like where he was.
Ah.
So I don't know. I mean, bless John. I understand, you know, whatever. He's Colombian by birth and whatever. And he should be, you know, what I find actually is the most vehement defenders of our ICE agents and our immigration enforcement are people who are legal immigrants. Legal immigrants really, really pay attention, and legal immigrants don't like people jumping in front of the line. And so it's going to be interesting to see how it goes. But I'm not worried about Hollywood attacking me. They can attack all they want to.
Right. And just some of the blowback. But you've been dealing with that because you came out and said, hey, I'm a Republican early on. So you've been dealing with some of that blowback. But now we find out when it comes to Hollywood, they're beginning to hire this thing called white people again to do commercials. Mm-hmm. They're beginning to have women look attractive and admit it. They're making movies that you don't have to be a transgender director in order to be eligible in order to have a successful movie. So the political correctness that they started is now getting straightened out
through nothing they've done because of the president they don't like. There's no justice there.
No, none at all. But it's great to see someone like Gina Carano, who was a huge victim of this, because she tweeted out something that they didn't like, and they booted her off of Star Wars. Well, Elon Musk backed her, and she won her case, you know, or they settled the case, I'm sure, for a very tidy sum. So good for her, and good to see those things happening. Even President Trump suing CBS and straightening that out when they just, you know, get out there and lie and put one narrative forward. So I like the fact that you can be – that things seem to be changing. I'll go back to President Trump's words on that early, which were go woke, go broke. And that is seeming to be true. So I'm really happy to see things switching. But I've never changed. I've decided to speak my mind the entire time. And listen, I'm not hateful. That's what kills me. I'm totally inclusive. I love everybody. This is great. I want everybody to be successful. But some of these ideas are insane.
So people think that if you're cracking down illegal immigration, that you're cracking down on Hispanics or minorities. Oh, you're cracking down on people who got here illegally. Do you know there's a huge surge of Chinese here? I don't know where the heck they are. You know who doesn't know? ICE doesn't know where they are. We're trying to hunt them down right now. There's
a lot of
Iranians. Started scooping up Iranians. I'm not anti-Iranian, but they have sleeper agents here that they were bragging about. The other thing I want you to take a look at is you know the film festival business, but you know how valuable it is to movie producers. So in Toronto Film Festival, is it a big one?
Yes, very big.
So did you hear about this documentary that came out and says The Road Between Us? And it goes ahead and recounts through video, some of which was put out by Hamas. They were so proud of it. The horrific things that happened on October 7th. And now it looks like they're not going to be allowed to show the documentary. You know what the reason is? They say because they don't have the rights to the Hamas video that they put on social media. The producer said, this is BS. We have insurance for things like that. If they're going to get sued, they're going to sue us. How unbelievable is that? That in Canada, they don't want a movie that makes maybe the Israelis look sympathetic as victims of terror activity.
I would say it's shocking, but it's not shocking at all. You know, it's not shocking at all because it's Israel, and they're going to demonize Israel every single time. This documentary sounds like a fantastic thing that I think everybody should see and try and understand. That's an excuse. That's baloney. They should absolutely have this in the film festival. They should show it. I heard their concern was security. You know, and that's the kind of thing is what they're doing. It's the same thing about me joining ICE. Everybody attacking you, so you won't do it. And it's a way to keep you from doing it, from standing up, keep that movie from getting out there. And I think that is, it's censorship in a sense, and it's intimidation, and it's disgusting.
Yeah, here's what they said. The message to the festival is this. The truth cannot be erased. The atrocities committed by Hamas cannot be erased or denied. It would put in perspective why they're so determined to make sure they're never victims again, which I don't think people fully understand or they choose not to. Lastly, Bravo has one of these reality stars that almost everybody I talk to has never heard of this woman. But she decides that, and I guess she's... in 2018, she was one of the housewife shows. She decides that if you're a Republican, you should not eat ethnic food. Watch.
I've had it with white people that triple Trumped.
Yeah.
That have the nerve and the audacity to walk into a Mexican restaurant, a Chinese restaurant, an Indian restaurant. Go to perhaps their gay hairdresser friendly. I don't think you should be able to enjoy anything but Cracker Barrel. And if you want to triple Trump and you want to browbeat DEI and you want to browbeat gay people and you want to browbeat black people as you've been doing for 400 years, and you want to browbeat this generation of immigrants that come over here and open up businesses earnestly, pay their taxes, white people that triple Trump should be banned, boycotted from enjoying the best thing that America has to offer, which is multiculturalism. Get your fat out of the Mexican restaurant. Get your fat over to Cracker Barrel.
Dean, really? I have to give up my gay hairdresser? I mean, that's the bridge too far. So,
Brian, your hair looks fantastic.
Thank you.
There's no way you're giving up your gay hairdresser.
Right.
It's not happening. So, y también hablo español. Entonces, ¿puedo comer o no?
Wow.
You know, I speak Spanish, so can I eat there? I don't know. I'm Japanese. Does that make me okay?
No, did you triple Trump?
You made me listen to that.
Did you triple Trump?
I triple trumped the hell out of it. You made me listen to that, Brian, and I am dumber as a result. I have lost brain cells from that. That is the most ridiculous, insane thing to say. It's stupid. Let's hurt Mexican restaurants and Mexican businesses and Chinese food and everything else because we're white, because Trump won. I don't get it. Those businesses want to stay in business. They want to work. We are a pluralistic society. It's not our strength, is our multiculturalism. It's our united values. So that makes me sick, but that's typical of what people say in Hollywood. And I'm glad she spoke up and exposed herself for being an absolute idiot.
All right. And which you're not, by the way, for the record. And I don't think you should give up any of those foods. So Taylor Swift is dating. I don't know if you heard Travis Kelce, if you want to jot that down. Mm-hmm. So she hopped on the Kelce podcast and said this about sports fans loving her. Cut 29.
I think we all know that if there's one thing that male sports fans want to see in their spaces and on their screens, it's more of me.
She's having fun, but she does think that, and she does believe it. And I don't know if the stats back it up or not. But I think that she believes that she brought a lot of young girls to football games. Between that and flag football, it's the smartest thing ever that the NFL did. Cause they even have that as a college sport. And then she hops in. It's been a boon for the number one sport in the country. You're a football player. How do you feel about it?
The more the merrier, baby. The more the merrier. Everybody jump in and watch. It's the greatest sport ever invented, in my opinion. Having played it for so long and love it so much. I'm just no fan of Kansas City because I'm a Buffalo guy and they keep knocking us out of the playoffs. So, she has brought a lot of attention to it. A lot of people who never watched before, and good for her. Good deal. Way to go, Travis. Except you need to lose the Buffalo move from here on out.
So how do you feel about Travis Kelce admitting for the last 2 years he's been distracted doing other things and now he's going to focus? I mean, I watched him walk at the Super Bowl. I don't know what he was doing, but do you give him a pass?
Well, I mean, he's still Travis Kelce. He's still first ballot Hall of Famer. He's phenomenal as a player. Maybe he was distracted, but there comes a point in time when you get on in years in the NFL, and you start to feel it. And he doesn't have a whole lot of time left, so I think you better stop walking and keep being the Hall of Famer that he is. But I don't need him to do against Buffalo again. But you know, but if he was distracted, you know, there was a lot going on, man. He still played very well. But he hadn't been the Travis Kelce of old, and we'll see if he can still pull that off at this point in time in this season. And good for him, but just don't do it against Buffalo.
Exactly. I hear you. I think America's pulling for Buffalo this year, dare I say. And lastly, I just think that Derek Jeter did it right. He waited till he was done. Then he picked the right model. You know, he had one model after another, but didn't get married. He waited to finish, and now he's got a family. Nothing, there's no way, you know, you have to worry about him running to Seattle now. Someone else raised my child.
There's a reason he's the captain.
Right. Absolutely.
There's a reason he's the captain. And I salute him.
Hey, so Dean, I look forward to seeing you out there. It's so great that you joined ICE, putting out with the blowback, but not giving the hate back. Dean Kane, thanks so much.
Thanks, Brian. Classy act, my friend.
All right. Back in a moment.
Don't go anywhere. Brian Kilmeade will be right back.
Greg is a real Prevagen user, and this is his story.
Hi, I'm Greg. I'm not an actor. I'm just a regular person. 8 years ago, I just didn't feel like I was on my game. I started taking Prevagen, and I want people to know that Prevagen has worked for me. Give it a try. I want it to help you just like it has helped me.
Prevagen, at stores everywhere without a prescription. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Testimonialist was compensated for their time.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
Life insurance. Why are you putting it off? Can't afford it? Too much hassle? Think you don't need it? There's lots of excuses for putting off life insurance. But if you weren't there, who would pay the mortgage and other bills? With Ethos, you could be covered in 10 minutes and boom, family protected. Ethos, fast and easy online term life insurance. Up to $2 million in coverage with no medical exam. Some policies as low as a dollar a day. Answer a few health questions and get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
What is your next success story? At University of Maryland Global Campus, you can succeed again. With more than 135 affordable online degrees and certificates to help you move your career forward. From cybersecurity and AI to healthcare and MBA, our programs help you build critical thinking, leadership, and communication skills that set you apart in today's job market. Apply now and save with no application fee through September 3rd. Visit umgc.edu to get started. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
I'm Janice Dean, Fox News senior meteorologist and host of the Janice Dean Podcast. Join me every Sunday as I focus on stories of hope and people who are truly rays of sunshine in their community and across the world. Be sure to subscribe to the Janice Dean Podcast at foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you listen to your podcasts. And don't forget to spread the sunshine.
America's listening to Fox News. From the Fox News Podcasts Network.
This is Jason Chaffetz from the Jason in the House podcast. Join me every Monday to dive deeper into the latest political headlines and chat with remarkable guests to hear their take on American life, politics, and entertainment. And don't forget, there's always somebody doing something stupid somewhere.
Listen and follow now at foxnewspodcast.com.
Or wherever you download podcasts.
Must listen to podcasts from Fox News Audio. Stay on top of the latest forecast with America's Weather Team in the palm of your hands.
Here's the latest from America's Weather Center.
It's Fox Weather updates throughout your busy day, every day.
That heat's going to be out there for one more day.
Temperatures being 30 degrees above average.
Put the power of over 100 meteorologists and the worldwide resources of Fox in your hands with the Fox Weather Podcast. Precise, personal, powerful. Subscribe and listen now at foxnewspodcasts.com. Connect to Fox News Audio on the Fox News app. Listen to hear your favorite hosts like Brian Kilmeade, Jimmy Failla, and Guy Benson standing up for what's right live and via podcast. Just click listen, then swipe right and hear the latest news updates on your time. And scroll down to hear the latest podcasts from Fox News. And it's even easier to listen in the car with Apple CarPlay and Android Auto. Get programming alerts and notifications. Fox News Audio is on the Fox News app, the voices America trusts. Download it now. Information you want, truth you demand. This is the Brian Kilmeade Show.
What? If you're up on Taylor Swift concerts, there are friendship bracelets, and I received a bunch of them being there, but I wanted to give Taylor Swift one with my number on it. Not right now.
Ooh. This kind of felt more like I was in an 80s John Hughes movie, and he was just like standing outside of my window with a boombox, just being like, I want to date you.
Yeah.
This is sort of what I've been writing songs about wanting to happen to me since I was a teenager. Yeah.
So explain to that what was going on. That is Travis Kelce before he asked her out?
Yeah, so that first part of that clip was when he sort of went to the concert and thought she was attractive. And he said, you know, he was basically saying, like, oh, I gave her a friendship bracelet with my name on it. And then it sort of butted to Taylor on the podcast now saying how he used the podcast as basically his own personal dating app to be like, hey, Taylor, I want to go out with you. And then basically, I think that's how it ended up getting her attention in the end. So she was just joking about it. But how also then he sort of did what she always wanted, like the guy to really just go above and beyond to get her, just like the John Hughes movies.
Isn't John Hughes do comedies?
He did, but he did all those like classic 80s ones, right?
Like 16 Candles?
Yes, I believe so. I'm not the movie expert here in this studio, but that one and then was it The Breakfast Club, right? And some others.
Couple of things. Number one, I think there's got to be something wrong that they're not married yet.
I disagree. They've only been dating, what?
2 years? I mean, at their age, how old is she? She's 38.
She's not 38. I think she's younger than that. But I mean, they both have quite busy lives. She's 35. Thank you, Eric. So I mean, at some point, probably, and if they're smart, they'll do something. Maybe they are married. We just don't know it. But I mean, they seem, from the clips I've seen, because they haven't had the 2 hours since midnight to watch it, it does seem just like a genuine, real interaction between the three of them.
We'll see what happens this year, because now he's actually got to start training again and working hard.
I mean, he said he's motivated, right, to get the Super Bowl this time after choking last time.
Have we emptied the arsenal on Taylor clips, or is there another one?
We have emptied the arsenal for you. I know you could probably only handle two of them.
All right. So how about this? Let's just end strong. We talked about the impact of a guy that is not a fan of Taylor Swift, and that's President Trump. He was surprised that even Chuck Todd brought up how pervasive the Trump footprint is in America. Let's listen to Chuck Todd.
I don't think we've had anybody have this much impact on the country since FDR. So I think when you look at it, you know, and that's what us, I mean, for culturally in particular, certainly in how even our politics is conducted in that sense. I think culturally in particular, and certainly on our political identity, I think he's had, not since FDR, we had this kind of a president with. Look, he wants to involve himself in everything. FDR involved himself in almost everything.
He is. I mean, yesterday when he went down to the Kennedy Center, so I asked Grok, of all people, this morning, I said, what happened in the first term? Why was he, like, was he told to stay home or something? And he was by, who's the creator of All in the Family? Do you guys remember?
Norman Lear.
Norman Lear was about to get the presidential, some Kennedy Center honor, and he said, I'm not going if Trump goes. So Trump goes, okay. And then other years he said, well, I'll be a distraction. They, like, Sally Fields must hate him, right? Barbara Streisand. So he said, I'm not going. But in the back of his mind, it bothers him. He never says anything, just like it must have bothered him that Obama went out of his way and Seth Meyers to humiliate him when he was at the Washington Correspondents' Dinner. But he never acknowledged it. If I asked him that today, President Trump today, he would say, no, I don't really remember. But I know it has. But that's just not the way he rolls.
Too bad you didn't have an opportunity to ask him that today.
I know. And then for him to take over the Kennedy Center, shows it bothered him.
Gain a global perspective and specialized skills that many of today's top employers are seeking with an MBA from University of Maryland Global Campus. Study online and complete your degree in just 16 months for about $21,000. Choose from MBA specializations in global business, marketing, HR, finance, and more. No application fee if you apply by September 3rd. Learn more at umgc.edu. That's umgc.edu. Certified to operate in Virginia by Chev.
Are you having trouble hearing? Hearing loss can devastate the quality of your life. Now, there's an affordable fix for you or your loved one. Rated the best hearing aids of 2025 by Forbes Health, Audion Hearing has the highest quality hearing aids at the lowest prices, starting at just $98 a pair.
I actually like them better than my old $5,000 hearing aids.
I could not believe how my hearing and life changed.
Join over 1 million happy customers by going to audionhearing.com. That's AudienHearing.com.
This Hawaiian mini vacation is brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. So what does professional office cleaning have to do with relaxing in a tropical paradise? Frankly, nothing. But Maui Bob and the crew want to remind you to be sure to take the time for what's important in this workaday world. Family, friends, and yes, even yourself. And if their professional office cleaning services can help you make that time, give them a call at 221-5868. This Hawaiian mini vacation was brought to your radio by Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, 221-5868.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.